Sutton is in the lead. A 46-yard touchdown run. Wiseman is near 200 yards on the night.
For the 56th consecutive year, the state's best senior football players come together to benefit the Shriners Hospitals of America. And for the second straight year, the Shrine Game is being held in Kearney. All the exciting action is coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Foster Field in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Foster Field, Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com bring you live coverage of the 2014 Nebraska Shrine Bowl. The best seniors from across the state of Nebraska last season are here in Kearney for the second consecutive year, and for the 56th consecutive year, the Shrine Bowl has taken place. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, glad you're along with us for today's festivities here in Kearney. And for the second consecutive year, don't have to worry about the boys' dehydration. It is a cool day here. Temperatures are in the 60s. A high of only 72 is expected today, and this game should, for the most part, be played in the 60s. We've got a nice little breeze coming out of the north at about 15 miles an hour this afternoon. It's actually a little warmer than it was last year, but this is exactly what you would want for football weather. And we will be hearing from the head coaches, Jason Hale of Holdridge and Arnie Johnson from Boone Central, Newman Grove. And for the folks that don't know what that is Albion. A lot of folks in from the Omaha, Lincoln metro area that just don't follow Class C and D football. And we have a lot of Class A talent, as always, here. And unlike last year, not as much local flavor to the Shrine game. No one from Kearney, no one from Hastings. Grand Island is represented here today on the North roster by Trevor Wadalevich and Chase Reese. We've actually got quite a few guys that had outstanding wrestling careers from our area that are also competing here in the Shrine Bowl today. Larry Baker in again with me, the head football coach at Centura. Of course, we broke him in years and years ago. Larry, good afternoon, man.
Yeah, it's a great day. Like you said, Doug, it's kind of cool. A little bit of throwback maybe to early fall.
Ready for football, though.
Yeah, absolutely ready for football.
You've been down on the field. You've been watching what some of the kids are running, and there are only so many things you can do here. You have to run the base 4-3, and the coaches know that. Some of the kids, and we'll hear that from the coaches, had to adjust a little bit. Like a Harrison Phillips, he's used to just getting after you, and he can still do that, but some of the rules restrict what he'll be able to do today. But both coaches, especially Arnie Johnson from North roster and Boone Central, have expressed that they want to open this up. Last year it was 9-3, and through no fault of whatever, that's one of the lower scoring games we've ever had in the Shrine Bowl, but there were a lot of drop passes, a lot of the kids that had set up to run the football, and they just didn't bust any big plays last year. And at least this year, it sounds like the North squad is going to attempt some big plays.
Well, I think that's the thing. In these all-star games, it's your defense that's the same. It's a 4-3-2 high structure. Can't blitz. There's not a lot you can do. So last year, we had two coaches that wanted to run it in between the tackles. Well, that really fits that 4-3 scheme, right? This year, of course, the defense is what it is. That doesn't change. But you're going to see a lot of spread today. Read option. You'll see some power stuff, but it's going to be out of spread. They're going to throw the ball, and that makes it tougher on a base 4-3-2 high scheme where you can't do much with it. You're really going to stress that defense a little bit today. So you're going to see more offense and maybe a little more of an exciting game.
And then as you look at the North roster, everybody kind of built it in their own image, but you're going to be stronger on paper at some positions. Just look at where our starting quarterbacks are from today. Easton Stick of Omaha Creighton Prep, who Arnie Johnson says, I've never seen a quarterback throw the football like he does. And then you've got Logan Power from Class C Lincoln Christian, who is outstanding in his own right, but he's the quarterback of the South, which probably tells you that they've got some solid running backs, which they do in Drew Klein and Isaac Wallace, who will get the start here today.
Yeah, and watching way early down there on the field, Doug, when the quarterbacks first came out, was able to watch both of those guys throw the ball, and they both can flat spin it. They had tons of velocity on the ball, and that's what you want to see in this type of a thing. But one of the things that really stuck out to me as well, Doug, and being down here in pregame is big. These guys up front are big in a high school game, and if at some point today either one of these teams is going to want to run the ball, they're going to be able to.
Well, we're going to hear from the coaches here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, starting with Arnie Johnson of Boone Central. We'll have more of that coming up after this. You're listening to the 2014 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Back at Foster Field in Kearney, Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here in just a couple of minutes, but we want to hear from the coaches first. We caught up with Boone Central head coach Arnie Johnson yesterday on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy show. Of course, they continue to have the camp in the eastern part of the state at Doan and at Nebraska Wesleyan. It is more convenient for the flight to the Shriner Hospital and just convenient overall for many of these athletes. Then they bus out to Kearney yesterday. They each had a short they had 90 minutes if they wanted to work out yesterday, and I don't think either team actually even went the full 90 just to come out to go through a last walkthrough. But we caught up with the coach of Boone Central and the North head coach, Arnie Johnson.
Well, we're relaxing. We're just about ready to get on the bus, actually. So we're not – I'm pretty relaxed. I'm ready to go.
Well, Coach, yesterday they used to have media day either the first or basically the kids reported to camp and the next day used to be media day. They've done away with that and kind of put it on the back end. So you get all your work in, you make the trip to the hospital, and then you have a couple of, I would assume, lighter workouts. But it looked like the kids were having a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, we are having a lot of fun. I mean, we're getting after it. It started kind of slow. You're installing new things, different systems than what they're used to. But you have kids from all over the state of Nebraska, that small schools, large schools, getting to know each other. And so that's a little weird for them, actually, at the beginning. But probably about the third day, things started to click offensively and defensively. And at the same time, they're making friends. And it's just great to see. I think they've got friendships that will last forever.
Hey, Coach, every year you get a lot of different players you probably haven't seen. I'm sure you watched them on film, but have you had anybody that you're going, whoa, I'll tell you what, I can use this kid. He's going to really be able to help us do something.
Well, Easton Stick, our quarterback, is phenomenal. I mean, I have never coached a person that can throw like he throws. Brad Brazil is the other quarterback, too, and he does well. And then the speed that we have on this team. I tell you what, if I'd have this team in the fall, I'd guarantee we'd go over 500 every year.
Arnie Johnson, the head football coach of the North squad, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy show. Coach, just kind of breaking it down here a little bit, give us your description of your football team and what the fans should expect to see tomorrow.
Well, we're going to try to throw the ball. You know, when I was an assistant here, we did a lot of running of the ball, and it seemed to me that we had some kids that can throw it, and we had some receivers, and the rules say that you can't blitz, and so we only have to block four linemen. And really, in the things that we do, usually the thing that stops offensive passing games in high school is not that you can't hit the receivers, it's that you have a hard time protecting the quarterback. So we don't have to deal with that, so we just as well go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, Coach, I think that's a good idea. You look at the rules. Are there any other special rules like that where you can't blitz about playing players a quarter or half or anything like that?
Well, everybody has to play a quarter, but that's not a problem for us. We don't have any duds. We have kids that can play football. from all over. We have a couple kids from 8-man that can play football, and of course, Class A, and they're really fitting in and getting the job done, so no problem there. You have to run a 4-3, and you can't run unbalanced lines on offense, but they really try to get it so the offense has a little bit of an advantage, because really defense automatically has an advantage.
Talking with Arnie Johnson of Boone Central Newman Grove. He's the head coach of the North Shrine team tomorrow. Coach, I just want to ask you specifically about a few of the other kids, some from our listening area, but I do want to start with your own and Derek Gentrop. He was a special young man for you. What are your plans for him?
Hey, it's great. We're going to use him both sides of the ball simply because he's versatile that way. He started for us at safety, and he also played split end. We ran a 4-3 defense, and so he fits right in with the defense. And then since we're running a lot of the system that I have at Boone Central, he already knows that. So he learned the defense first, and then he's going to flip-flop and give us some depth at split end as well.
About the kids from Grand Island, they were having fun trying to spell Trevor Wojtylewicz's name I saw earlier this week. I'd have screwed that up too. I'd have put an I in there before that J, but you got Trevor, you got Chase Reese.
Yeah, Trevor is Wojo to us, by the way. I gave up after the first day. I can say it right if somebody else says it right and I repeat it right afterwards. Otherwise not. Trevor is quite the public speaker, by the way. His interviews took longer than mine and everyone else's. He likes to talk. So he answers questions and does a good job. And we're even going to run a play or two that he put in there, which adds a little fun to it. Chase Reese is a quality guy. I still remember the time I met him. He said he was a wrestler, and then he stopped. And I says, well, are you doing pretty well? And he said, yeah, doing pretty well, and very humble guy. And I finally squeezed out, well, what's your record? And at the time I talked to him, I think it was like 37-0. So two quality kids, and they fit in with a quality bunch of kids.
You've also got Luis Nunez, another wrestler out of Lexington.
Right. He's one tough sucker. I tell you what, again, these linemen that we have are awesome. I've been told that our North squad is a little bit larger than they have been in the past, so hopefully we can get things done up front as well.
And finally, Trenton Long out of Gothenburg got quite a bit of pub this year as well.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, coming out of Class C, you usually don't see a kicker his quality. He just kicks right off the turf and really consistent. He concentrates on what he's doing. You don't even want to bother him during practice because he's focused in on what he's trying to get accomplished. So I'm really proud of what he's done, and he's really fit in with the team.
Coach, I refereed your state final game against Pierce, and that was the time when the ball hit the upright on the college goalpost. You know, I think you won 9-7 or you won 7-6. You probably remember the exact score. But I worked that game. Hey, you're going to be on that college goalpost again. Will it come down to a field goal, or do you think you guys will score a ton of points?
Well, I sure hope it doesn't come down to a field goal, because if I remember right, Sam, that was kind of nerve-wracking. And I'm a little bit older than I used to be, so I hope we can score some points. Our goal is to score 28 points, and that's quite a goal for a Shrine Bowl, but we'll see what happens.
Last minute here. Well, I know the fans would love to see that, even though it was a hard fought and the wind affected it. It was just low scoring last year, and it just a lot of people came away with it. It wasn't as fun as if we saw a 33-28 type of ball game. And talking with some of the analysts that have watched these kids on tape and know where they're going to college, like a Sean Callahan and such, he really liked the matchup of your secondary against the South wide receivers. I just wondered if you would give us a little comment on that.
Well, you know, you're talking about our secondary?
Yeah.
Yeah, our secondary has got some quality kids. We got Trey Carr. We got Jalen Allison. Those guys got some speed. Micaiah Slade. And we've got some quality dudes that should be able to cover people. And we're just going to try to turn those loose and let them have some space, play a lot of zones so they can attack the football. They have a little something planned. If the defense scores, I've allowed them to do a little something that I would never allow people to do during the regular season. So I sure hope the defense gets a score.
Well, what could I can't wait to see a little celebration. Well, Coach, quick thought here before we let you go about the South. What concerns you about them?
Well, they got some size, man. They got a guy inside. Harrison that's tough to deal with, and so we're going to have to really get after it. Hopefully we can run the ball wide and get people a little bit tuckered out so that we can take advantage of maybe some big guys getting a little tired because we have speed, I think. I think we have speed, and we have to overcome their size by good speed.
And finally, Coach, we always ask the head coaches because to be the head coach, obviously you had to be an assistant. So you made your second trip to the Shriners Hospital. Virtually everybody else was making their first trip to the Shriners Hospital, and that can shake or affect or mold the young men one way or the other. Just what you saw and what that was like for the kids.
I love that process. I just love it. Those kids come out of that hospital with a little bit different respect for just human beings in general. I was trying to think, now, what is it that gets us? If you notice, I started breaking up just talking about it. But I think the thing is this, that you meet people that you would think their cup is less than half full, and it's overflowing. I mean, they're just so positive about life. And you come out of there, the first thing I come out with is I wake up and it's cloudy and I'm complaining. And I say, holy cow, what is my problem? So it straightens you up that way a little bit, and it's really neat what the Shriners do for these kids.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get boarded. We'll see you down at Foster Field at practice a little bit later on this afternoon, and it sounds like it'll be a fun time tomorrow, so best of luck.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.
That's Arnie Johnson, head football coach of the North and Boone Central, joining us on yesterday's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear from South Coach Jason Hale of Holdridge as the Shrine Bowl pregame, brought to you by New Tech Seed, continues after this on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here at the UNK Foster Field, Ron and Carol Cope Stadium. Caught up with the head coach of the South, Jason Hale of the Holdridge Dusters, is guiding this year's squad, and chatted with him after yesterday's final practice.
Well, Coach, game time is here. You've done all that you can do. You've got your team together. You've prepped them. You've went through the practices. They've seen what it's all about at the hospital. How you feeling now that game time is here?
I feel good. I mean, our kids, they're pretty stiff and sore and tired up till midweek. We put a lot of stuff in. The kids worked hard. But that trip, I think, kind of re-energized them a little bit. The last couple days, we've cut back a little bit on the time we've been on the field. The practice has been great. We don't hear quite so much complaining and things like that. They understand a lot of other people wish they were in their shoes right now. So it's been a good week. I'm excited for the ball game.
Doesn't matter what your high school program is, if it's Class A or Class D, you're never going to get to work with a group like this probably ever. What's that been like?
It's been fantastic. You know, we to be part of a group that gets to pick the 35 best players in your region is a fantastic experience. Watching the kids come together, I think that's been my favorite part of the week is watching how quick the kids bonded and enjoy spending time with each other, and that sure helped help us get through the week, watching them have fun together. But it's rewarding to be able to do that. It's a huge honor for me, and I know it is for the rest of our coaches as well. And it's just time for a game right now, so we're excited.
chat with South head coach Jason Hale here in the pregame as we get ready for the Shrine Bowl. There's always stories and X's and O's that just go back in the evening with the coaches. Is there anything that you've learned that you want to take back to Holdridge with you?
Oh, definitely. You know, we've spent a lot of time together, not just this week, but over the last probably six, seven months. We've met quite a bit, gotten to know each other really well. I consider them really good friends, and to be able to have one of my own assistants here has been fantastic. But definitely picked up things. I know we've traded ideas, picked up things that I know for me personally that we'll be looking at using next year. And it's just like a daily clinic, I guess. So that part of it's been good.
I know when you put together the team, you probably thought you knew what you had. Did that pan out? What kind of team do you think you have going into this game?
I think it panned out. I think, my personality on offense, we tried to look at those types of players that we thought could, example, like at the quarterback position, kids that we thought did a nice job running the ball, smart kids that could run an offense but could throw it, and because we like to throw it around a little bit. And so seeing that part of it come together has been fun. You know, we got a couple 3,000-yard rushers in the backfield and some big, tall receivers that are athletic, can run, huge line up front. I mean, this is a dream come true for a lot of these things. But to see you kind of put your own thumbprint on some of this has been a lot of fun. And I know our defensive coaches feel the same way. Our first two levels on defense have just been fantastic. They're just, again, big kids who are athletic and can run and make plays. And it's a coach's dream.
I know it's been no secret, especially the last couple of days, of the North talking about how they want this to be maybe a little score fest. They're having a lot of fun out there. I've already talked to a couple of your kids that might be a little more businesslike. What is your hope for the game?
We just got done talking to the kids, about the fact, why we're playing the game. But now it's game time. I mean, everybody wants the competitive side to come out as coaches. We want that from our kids. And, we're looking for them to show up and play a football game. And, we want it to be wide open. Obviously we want to end up scoring more points than they do. But I think both offenses have the capability to score a lot of points. And in 8 days' time, it's tough to get all the timing down you want, and the defensive players are pretty good too. So we'll see what happens, but it won't be for lack of trying. I can tell you that.
A couple minutes here with Jason Hale, the head coach of the South, as they get ready for the Shrine Bowl. Well, we always like to talk about the area players, but the name that keeps coming up, talking to Coach Johnson, talking to a lot of the kids, is that Harrison Phillips has just been wreaking havoc. Just your thoughts on this man that's going to Stanford?
He's been great. He's a big, huge, physical kid that you can tell works hard. He spent about every day in the weight room at camp, and not just the football side of it. He's trying to improve himself in all areas, and when he gets out there, he's very difficult to stop. I mean, our kids had problems with him all week, and some of the rules that the Shrine Bowl imposes. It was tough for some of our players to figure out, and it isn't a figure out thing with Harrison, but he just wants to line up and go, and you gotta put the reins on a little bit. But we're hoping come game time he cuts loose a little bit, because he's gonna be a lot of fun to watch.
Let me ask you about a couple of the area kids and what you have in store for them. Of course, let's first start with your boy Dakota.
Dakota's had a great week. He's been doing a lot of playing a lot in the defensive backfield. I think he'll start at corner. Plays a lot of safety. So, he's got probably our defensive coaches probably have five or six kids in the defensive secondary. They're doing a lot of rotating and getting a lot of reps. And on top of that, Dakota's he's going to handle our punting and kicking duties. So, he's had a fantastic week. I know he's coming back here this fall to UNK to punt and kick, and he's getting a head start on it now, definitely.
And the Cozad boys coming off their state championship, what are you going to do with them?
They've looked great. Jacob Stahlbaumer's going to start at offensive tackle. He's just another big body that we've added to the line. And Alex Britza, he was picked as one of our captains this week. He'll start at inside linebacker. Had a fantastic week. Kid who who welcomes everybody, loves being part of a team, and that shows every day out of practice. He just loves playing the game, and he's pretty darn good at it.
And a couple of the so-called smaller school kids that have had real good careers in Jordan Slough and Cole Wiseman.
Yeah, you know, they both, Jordan was kind of a feature guy at Donovan Trumbull, and Cole was a quarterback at Sutton. So we've asked them to take on, different roles because of their athleticism. And they do a nice job, make a lot of plays. Cole's playing a ton in the slot on offense, and Jordan's playing some there, playing a little running back. Both of them are helping us on special teams. So they've had a good week and definitely making some noise for some smaller schools.
Finally, Jason, I know the game is still ahead of you, but has this experience been all you thought it would be?
Yeah, definitely. I was able to, experience this a little bit in 05 as an assistant, and you kind of always hope you get the opportunity to be the head coach of the Shrine Bowl. It's a huge honor. It hasn't disappointed me any. It's a long week. Tiring at times. You're away from your family, but very rewarding. And like I said, I've gained some friendships that I know I'll carry on for a long time. And like I said, it's been a huge amount of fun watching kids bond and go through this week and have fun at it. And ultimately to be able to see why they're playing the game.
Well, Jason Hale, congratulations on being the Shrine coach, and have a great game. Thanks for giving us some time.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show from the 2014 Shrine Bowl right after this.
And that is the head football coach at Holdridge, Jason Hale, who has control of the South this year here at the Shrine Bowl. And as he mentioned, Chad Bailey, his assistant, that's one thing they added not that long ago, is that the head coach could bring one of his assistant coaches. So Chad Bailey of Holdridge is an assistant, as well as Carly Wells of Perkins County, Chad Jepson of Gretna, Ryan Thompson of Ashland Greenwood, and Rob Mason of Bellevue East. Assistants with Arnie Johnson on the north are Kurt Frenzen of Lakeview, Greg Bone of Bennington, Mike Huffman of Bellevue West, Jared Meisenberg of Omaha North, and Jeff Bussey of Boone Central. We'll be back and give you the starting lineups for the Shrine Bowl right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Everybody will play. Let's run down the offensive starters, though, for the North. The quarterback is Easton Stick, a 6'2", 205-pound out of Creighton Prep. Your slot receivers, and you can kind of tell her they only have a halfback and two slots that they'll want to throw the football around quite a bit today. So your slots are R.J. Erzendowski of Creighton Prep and Mark Jaretsky of Columbus Lakeview. The halfback is Norfolk Catholic's Jackson Love. Your split ends are Noah Voss from Fremont and Trevor Wodelevich of Grand Island. Nate Beduda of Wahoo Newman is the tight end. Along the line, your center is Trey Bradburn of Fort Calhoun. Your tackles, Joe Nelson of Elkhorn South and Cole Conrad of Archbishop Bergen. The guards, Sam Larson of Elkhorn and Brandon Vandervoorst of Millard North. Offensively for the South, the quarterback will be Logan Power of Lincoln Christian. His running backs are Drew Klein of Papillion La Vista South and Isaac Wallace out of Ralston. Your slot back is Cole Wiseman out of Sutton. Wide receivers include Brian Reimers of Lincoln East, Derek Templeman of Gretna, and Ty Danielson of York. Josh Gutzmer of Norris will be the tight end. Also along that offensive line today, Marshall Dean of Lincoln Southeast is the center. The guards are Noah Arneson of Omaha Gross and Cole Bodfield of Crete. And the tackles are Zach Flutt of Ralston and Jacob Stahlbomber of Cozad. Now, those are the offensive starters in today's football game. Of course, Harrison Phillips is going to start on the defensive side. And I guess Larry Baker, he has got probably as much pub of any of the players here today. None of those Nebraska recruits are scholarship players are playing today. The Lincoln Southeast kids elected not to. And, of course, Stoltenberg is still banged up. So Harrison Phillips, who's going to Stanford, is allowed and is going to play in today's game.
I think that's the tough thing, Doug. Some of the, you know, whether you are or not allowed, sometimes that factors in for these guys. But Harrison Phillips is playing today. A lot of bang for your buck with this kid. He's legit. Could have gone to a lot of different Division I schools. He's going to go out and play for a great program out at Stanford. And my guess is he'll have a pretty large effect on the game today.
We will hear from Trevor Wodelevich of Grand Island, Alex Baritska of Cozad, and Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull throughout the game today. Had a chance to catch up with all three of them yesterday as they had practice here for the final time. And for Slough today, he is going to be playing a little corner and a little slot as well. So you've got a lot of kids that get a chance to play in this football game, and you're going to see your Chase Reese from Grand Island going to be on the defensive side of the football, and maybe we didn't read every single one of them here in the starting lineups. Dakota Folk's going to play some corner. He's also going to be one of the kickers here today. So you got quite a few kids, Luis Nunez from Lexington, another one, that are from the listening area, and we hope that everyone enjoys today's Shrine Bowl here on Classic Hits on 98.9. But as we get ready, Larry, again, as we said at the top of the broadcast, at the top of our pregame today, we expect there to be a little more offensive fireworks here this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. This game always has a ton of athletes, Doug. And I think today with some of these offensive sets, we're going to be able to see some of those athletes really get after it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe this doesn't have the top end that some other Shrine games have had. I mean, there's some great football players here today, and it's going to be fun to see how that thing shakes out. You know, just down there on the field again before the game, I mean, Baritza and some of these guys that are some local flavor, but just size and athleticism, and I do think you'll see things open up today.
And Baritza, one of the captains of today's football game as well, as they get ready to put the coin flip in the air here, and we'll let you know how that plays out. The South will wear the white uniforms with the red numerals. Both teams have red pants here today, the red uniforms with the white numerals for the North, which is a lot better for the fans and the media to watch than we had last year, kind of that I don't know if you want to call it a military or camouflage look. I'm sure they were cool for the kids, but they were definitely hard for fans and folks watching to pick up who was wearing what and pick up the numbers. So more of a traditional look here today.
Yeah, that was a nightmare last year. Both had dark jerseys on, and today we have clear cut. One's wearing white, one's wearing red, both in red pants. And of course, the thing I like, you get to wear your helmet from home. So we've got all different helmets out there, and that's really fun to see.
Well, the coin is in the air, and the red team, the North, won. They are going to defer, so the white team, the South, is going to accept, and they will be moving from South to North when we kick it off at the 2014 Shrine Bowl next on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sassacenter.org.
This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
We're ready for football as Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull and Drew Klein of Papillion La Vista South will be the deep men on a return. Kicking it off will be Gothenburg's Trenton Long. The wind will be at the back of the North as they get ready to boot it away. And we may see some excitement right off the opening kick.
Don't kick it to three. I'll just tell you, he is absolutely electric, Doug. Jordan Slough from Donovan Trumbull. I mean, this is a kid as a senior, had over 2,800 all-purpose yards, 40 touchdowns, and his junior season wasn't much different.
And you've got Cole Wiseman kind of as an up man as well. The deep, deep man is Drew Klein, so if it gets to around the 5-yard line, Klein will be the man to take it. Wiseman and Slough standing at about the 15, and if you're the kicker in the Shrine Bowl, you probably got a pretty good leg to boot it through. But let's see what happens as we are ready to get the 2014 Shrine Bowl underway. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns on Classic Hits. It's a low line drive kick, bounces at the 20-yard line, and Klein can't feel that it takes that bad bounce. He was ready to at the 3, and then on the second bounce, it just took a hard left turn and went into the end zone. So it'll be a touchback and 1st and 10 for the South at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, he looked like a shortstop that was caught in between hops there trying to pick that up, Doug.
So 1st down and 10 here for the South. Quarterback is Logan Power out of Lincoln Christian, and they will go with what looks like the old Donovan Trumbull look, a one man of the backfield, three wideouts here, twins to the left, and they'll put a man in motion to start things off. And here is the handoff to Derek Templeman out of Gretna, and he goes nowhere. He's brought down at the 20-yard line by Avram Tynes out of Millard North.
Yeah, they were in a 2-by-1 set there, Doug, with an attached tight end, and just ran jet motion and gave it to the jet man on just an outside zone there.
And they're going to try and go no huddle. Everybody's got the wristband on. They look at the play and they go. This is even tougher when you've only had about a week of practice.
Right, it keeps things fairly basic.
Power will be out of the shotgun here with Jackson Love, the running back. They want to throw. Power slides to the right under some pressure. Now tries to tuck it up and run. Turns the corner at the 25. He'll have the first down at the 30 and pushed out of bounds at around the 32-yard line. Let's see where they officially mark him out. It'll be our first down, though, of the ball game.
Yeah, Doug, and number 7, Derek Templeton out of Gretna got a great block out on the perimeter. It was not a run. It was definitely a pass. Protection broke down, and when Power broke contained there, wonderful block out there.
And that's one of the things that Logan Power can do, and now they'll line up with a offset I formation, and Power will give it to his running back over the right side. Not much there for Jackson Love. He'll get a yard from the 32 out to about the 33-yard line. So our first designed run of the football game here, enough to keep the defense honest for the North.
Yeah, and Jake Gunther from Crofton in there on the tackle, Doug, did a really nice job from his DN spot.
Again, you got to play a 4-3 defensive look. That's your base defense.
Yeah, you're basically going to have a 1-3 and 2-5s on the defensive front.
Same formation with the eye set. They'll turn and give it off on the left side this time. And again, only about a half-yard gain for Jackson Love. And he is going to be snowed under there about the 33.5-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and long, about 8 yards to go here on the opening drive of the football game for the South after picking up the initial 1st down.
Yeah, and Jake Gunther in on that tackle again from Crofton, playing that really well.
Derek Templeman out wide to the right. Here to the left, you got Keith Wolverton of Seward. He was a late replacement. A couple of kids could not make the trip. Back to pass. Here's a quick little swing out here into the flat. Complete at the 40 and to the 42-yard line. That's Ty Danielson of York. He's coming to UNK to play hoops, and he is able to haul in the 1st down catch.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a little 4-5 hitch. Just a little 9-yard route, step route, 4-5 hitch there, and the ball was there out of the break.
So 1st down and 10, the 2nd 1st down here of the opening drive for the South, and they've moved it out to the 45-yard line on their side of the field. And in motion, here's Cole Wiseman. They give it to him with a jet sweep around the right side, has the seam into the North territory, and he'll be tripped up at about the 48-yard line. Good burst of speed there by Wiseman.
Yeah, and the thing is, Doug, and of course he made a living on that playing quarterback at Sutton, but all they're doing there is they're sending him in motion on the jet sweep, and they want him. It's outside zone. They want him to not cut it up until he's outside the number 2 receiver, and, man, he has a burst.
So that'll bring up 2nd down and a long yard. 4 wide receivers now out of the pistol formation. Power back to pass, has all day, throws underneath, and it is incomplete. Trying to make the move there on the linebacker and dump it off to Cole Wiseman, but it was well covered by Grand Island's Chase Reese.
Yeah, that ball never should have been thrown. He ran a little stick there, and Chase Reese was all over that little stick concept there. Wiseman was playing the number 2 receiver, the inside receiver, and Geez, Chase Reese is a load, isn't he? He's a big guy.
Yeah, and Trevor Wadalevich's teammate also here had a real interesting comment yesterday, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Full house backfield handed off on the right side to Isaac Wallace. He'll come over the right side, and I apologize. It was Wallace, not Love, earlier carrying the football here for the South, and he'll have enough for the first down. But Wadalevich said yesterday, and you could kind of still tell the way their season ended in the state semifinals at Grand Island, he says, we and I just appreciate the opportunity to get a chance to play another football game because he's going to run track at the University of Nebraska. And, of course, what a state semifinal that was last year. Unfortunately, Grand Island lost it. Quarterback draw here. Logan Power comes forward for about a yard as he is tripped up. But a good drive here to start the football game by the South, and it'll be second down and nine.
Yeah, no question for the Grand Island crew. You know, I was at that game, Doug, and it was heartbreaking the way that ended. And, gosh, they were so close to making that happen. So I can see that being the thought for them there.
This is the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits, second and nine at the 42-yard line. Out of the pistol, they'll hand it to the up back this time. And getting inside the 40 down to the 39 will be Drew Klein of Papillion La Vista South.
Yeah, that was just a little veer play there. Off zone blocking, sometimes you call it zeer. They're just reading that guy. Still a shotgun, but it's just like old school veer. Jordan Slough's now in the game, Doug.
And Chase Reese re-enters here at the linebacker position on third down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go at the 40-yard line of the North. South back to pass. Power has time. Throws underneath. There's contact. There's pass interference. Tried to throw that little comebacker to Danielson again, and Jalen Allison to Papillion La Vista. Right over his back, an easy call. Our first penalty of the game will be an automatic first down here for the South.
Yeah, that was that same 4-5 hitch they ran earlier. But one of the things that happened there is they ran the 4-5 hitch with number one, and then the number two, which was Jordan Slough, the second receiver there, Doug, was vertical, and he broke through. The backer didn't carry him. Safety didn't rotate there, so you may see them come back to that because the number two receiver there, Jordan Slough, was open on the vertical route.
And Danielson, a super state football player, he can get up. He's got a great vertical, so if you get in trouble, he's probably going to be the safety valve. We've already seen Logan Power go over there a couple of times. First and 10, ball marked at the 25-yard line, and a hard count. We've got some movement, and there are the penalty flags. They were a little late coming out, and you saw two of the defensive ends jump there for the North squad, but were they drawn off? Let's find out.
Yeah, they're doing the South team's doing the set, and then they, from their knees, then they get in their stance. Donovan Trumbull does that. A lot of schools do. And a lot of times that D-line, as those guys are going down, they see that movement and they'll jump across.
And it will be an offsides penalty, so move it 5 yards. And getting close to the red zone now, a 60-yard drive so far. The ball spotted right in the middle of the field on the 20-yard line. Again, they'll go with the offset eye, give it to the second man through, Isaac Wallace. He finds a hole on the right side, runs over a man at the 15, gets to the 10, and he's going to be dropped down just inside the 10. It'll be first and goal with the best run so far of the afternoon.
Yeah, Doug, that was straight power is all that was. And Noah Arnson from Omaha Gross absolutely trucks two guys. He gets two pancakes on that play. That was big time.
So it'll be first down and goal just inside the 10-yard line here for the South. 7:50 to go in the first quarter, opening drive of the Shrine game. Power keeps it himself, and he is going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Not fooled at all. Coming through there untouched is going to be Kyle Temple of Norfolk. A loss of two. It'll be second and goal at the 11.
Yeah, I think that was a read, and he should have given it. They were reading Temple there, and that should have been given.
Nothing better probably than making that first tackle in a Shrine game. You know you belong.
That's exactly right, especially for some of these smaller town schools like the Crofton kid has had a couple on this drive.
Second and goal, Power, three-step drop, looks left all the way, dumps it underneath, complete to Wiseman, or excuse me, to Slough. Slough at the six, he'll be driven out of bounds, and it'll be third down and goal with the tackle, Jalen Allison of Papillion La Vista.
We talked about this in the open, Doug. What you're seeing here, it's been power, ISO, hitches, the exact same stuff that's been run in the past out of the tight formation, wishbone stuff. But, or I'll say what was ran last year, you're just seeing how much trouble it gives a base 4-3 defense here when you run it out of the spread.
Imagine Slough and Wiseman to get those two together. It's third and goal at the six now. Power out of the shotgun. Looks left. Has time. Slant pattern. The ball's bobbled. And it's picked off. Picked off in the end zone. And trying to run it out for the North will be Avram Tynes. And he shouldn't have done that. He's going to be dropped at the two. He was trying to make something happen. Then the ball's fumbled. Tynes fumbled the ball coming out of the end zone. And even though one of the South players has the ball in his hand, they say, no, it's the North football here.
Oh, Doug, he never should have thrown that ball.
Well, the ball was batted around two or three times, and Danielson was the last man for the South to try and corral that there. And off the bottom of the pile, Marshall Dean of Lincoln South, he said, I recovered the ball, and he's trying to plead his case, but they say no. And so an interception will bring an end to the first drive of the game.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I mean, the South did everything they wanted to do there, but what a moral victory here for the North to really get it ran down your throat and not give up a point.
So the North 2 and Easton Stick, there it is, 5-wide shotgun out of his own end zone, throws a little bubble screen out of the flat on the left wing. It's caught at the 5 and out to the 10 and to the 11-yard line where the tackle is made, and there is Jalen Allison. He can do it both. He's playing both sides.
And see, look, Doug, they're back in a bail technique again off number 1. That was a now screen to the number 1 off the trip side, and in that situation, they're going to throw that now screen every time he's 7 off like this.
And a man in motion will give them trips to the right side. That's Jaretsky out of the slot. They'll swing it out here to the right
same
wing.
Play.
It's complete to Trey Carr. Carr makes a man miss, has the first down across the 20 to the 22-yard line. There's a gain of 11, and this is what Arnie Johnson wanted for his North squad. It is go, go, go.
Yeah, and they just now, at that time they were still empty, they motioned trips the other side and just threw the exact same now screen.
Well, that first drive of the ball game took up 5 minutes here, so we're already down with the clock running to 6:20 to go in a scoreless first quarter of the Shrine Bowl. The North has it for the first time, two plays, 20 yards out to the 22-yard line. Now they'll set up in a power eye formation, fake the handoff, stick out here with an underneath screen to his slot backers, and Dosky out of Creighton Prep makes a man miss into the secondary. Look at that, 35 to the 40, and he is brought down at the 40-yard line with a tackle is Zach Zeppelin of Omaha Scut, but boy, the dynamic offensive weapons already showing for the North.
You said Erzendusky looked really good, Doug, in the open field there. But that was really nice. They played power one side, pulled the guard and the tackle to the right, threw back to the fullback on the weak side, and just got him loose.
It is first down and 10 now for the North at their own 40-yard line. And they will send a man in motion again. Give it to him around the left end. Jaretsky out of that slot. This time not a lot doing. He does dive forward for a couple out to about the 44-yard line. So each play here for the North has been a nice gain, and that will be a gain of 4, second and 6.
I'll tell you what's been impressive here, Doug. That was just outside zone, but we've already seen several different formations, several different play concepts. It's tough to get all that stuff in conceptually in 1 week. Wow, Ernie Johnson's done a marvelous job.
If you've got a ton of smart football players, and they have to be able to pick this up. Now back to a power eye formation with a slot to the right side, and Stick runs into his running back but gets out of there, rolls to the right, throws underneath, and the ball is going to bounce at the 45-yard line, trying to throw it back there to Noah Voss from Fremont, and just underthrew him a little bit, but that play kind of blew up when he ran into his eye back.
Yeah, they wanted to come back down here to the same play. They ran to Erzendowski to the other side. They pulled the guard tackle backside, ran the waggle out here, and Erzendowski was covered, so they went to the secondary receiver, and he just bounced it to him.
5:05 to go, first quarter, scoreless, North-South Shrine Bowl here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Cozad, and Lexington will go trips to the left side here for the North, moving from left to right. Lone man split out wide to the right, looking that way. Pump fake, he's covered. So now Stick trying to roll to his left. Another pump fake, he's going to tuck it up and run. Gets tripped up, now down the sideline. 40, 30, and runs out of bounds at the 28-yard line. It was so well protected downfield that by the time he scrambled, the linemen were out of position. All the secondary was down the field, and a huge run that time down to the 29-yard line. Chalk him up for a 22-yard run.
Athleticism all the way, Doug. No doubt about it. He was in big trouble there and just became an athlete, which is what you want your quarterback to do in times of trouble like that. Here again, we're going to go empty.
So it is a 5-wide set. Easton Stick of Creighton Prep directing this
They're
North offense. And Now some confusion, and we're going to have to see our first timeout of the football game. So with 4:54 to go here in the first quarter, the North took it is taking it down the field. The South started throwing 20, got it third and goal, and threw a pick in the end zone. So from the two, the North has moved it all the way to the South 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 when we come back on Classic Hits.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
People you know.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And first down, a little screen out here into the flat. Complete to Trey Carr from Burke. He'll get it inside the 25, and they'll push him out of bounds all the way down at the 13-yard line as he tiptoed the near sideline, and it's first down and 10 in the red zone for the first time, the North.
Yeah, I love what they're doing, Doug. They're just taking and throwing the now screen to the number one receiver, which would be the furthest receiver out to the sideline, and then the number two and number three are just crossing on who they block, and it's opening up a great seam for him.
Jarotsky slot left, Voss wide right, tight formation. Stick wants to go on a fullback dive, gives it to Jackson Love. He bounces off the left end, and it'll be brought down between the 8 and the 9 yard line. We'll officially say the 9, a gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6.
That's kind of fun. Jackson Love, of course, from Norfolk Catholic. Old school football, Doug. They run that thing downhill, and you see there he gets the ball in an inside zone. He kind of busts it outside. Instead of making a move on the guy, he just lowers his shoulder and runs him over like he's probably done his whole high school career.
4:20 and counting, a scoreless first quarter in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. Foster Field in Kearney as the ball on the far hash out of the I formation. Pitch play, trying to go short side is Micaiah Slade. Slade doesn't get much. He gets up to about the 8. Maybe they'll give him the 7, and he's gang tackled there.
What we're seeing here is what we talked about in the open. Right there, they just get eye pro and run toss. It goes nowhere. When they get in the spread and make those defenders play in space in that base scheme, they're having success. When they tighten down and they don't make the other team cover every blade of grass on the field, they're not having as much success.
And we'll go 5 wide again on 3rd and 5 at the 7-yard line. In motion, Jarecki from left to right, giving him trips that side. It's an underneath bubble screen, complete to Trey Carr. Carr makes a man miss, but is not going to get the first down as he is hauled down at the 5-yard line by Alex Baritska of Cozad. And this is the same situation that the South was in moments ago, not able to move the ball inside the 15. And now it brings up 4th down and about 3 yards to go, maybe 2, 4th and 2 at the 5, and they're lining up to go for it right now for the North squad. No 3-pointers here. Sometimes you just like to get on the board and see what happens, but they're going to have to burn a timeout here is what's going to happen. The play clock is down to 5, and they're not even over the football.
And got too many guys on the
too
field,
many guys on the field, and there's the play clock. They get the snap. What is the whistle? We got a flag down. I'm surprised that they didn't burn a timeout there.
Yeah, they were in 3-by-2, which would be an empty set with a running back. So there was 12.
And this could be too many men on the field, could be delay a game. It's going to be a delay a game. And so now you might have to bring out your place kicker and attempt to put 3 on the board here. So instead of 4th and 2, it'll be 4th and 7. And it does appear that Trenton Long is going to trot out there for Gothenburg. The ball marked on the 10-yard line, so this is just a 27-yard field goal from the right hash. The holder will be Trey Carr. And Trent Long a chance to put the North on the board here with 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Here's the snap. It's high. The kick is away. It is up, and it is good. Can't rush either, so that's no fun. But so the 27-yard field goal is up, and it is good. And that'll be our first scoring of the 2014 Shrine Bowl. North 3, South nothing. You're listening to High School Football Shrine Bowl Style on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
You're listening to the 2014 Shrine Bowl from Foster Field in Kearney on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The 27-yard field goal by Gothenburg's Trenton Long, and it's 3-0 in favor of the North. Both teams plenty of offense already. They drove the length of the field, but this is all we have as the kick is away. It's going to get into the end zone, bounce about 9 yards deep, and Trenton Long gets the job done again. All Drew Klein could do is watch it sail over his head. First and 10. For the South, if you're just joining us, the South started on their own 20, took it all the way down to the 7-yard line, and on a third down and goal, great defense by the North. They forced the interception by Avram Tynes, who brought it out to the 2, and then the North moved it from the 2 all the way to the South 5 before a penalty on 4th and 2 made him try that 27-yard field goal. So now some new faces in there on the second drive. Your quarterback for the South is Trev Lovell of Bellevue East. He'll hand it up the middle with the carry is Isaac Wallace of Ralston. He'll get about 4 on the play to the 24.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go series for series, Doug, but a lot of times that's interesting. A lot of times they'll give those guys a quarter or a half.
Yeah, coaches have different philosophy. Get everybody involved or, as you said, quarter. And again, hand off to the second man through, and Wallace into the middle of that line, fighting hard to the 26 to the 27-yard line and looking to make some noise on the ground here early on in this first, second drive of the ball game. You've also got Brian Reimers out here wide to the left as a wide receiver. Your running backs are the same. Klein lined up as a fullback. Wallace as the I-back. Split out wide to the right is Templeman of Gretna. It'll be third down and 2 at their own 28. Out of the pistol eye. And again, another run starting right, cutting back against the grain and some running room here. 30, 35 and into the secondary. 40, 45 Wallace into North territory. And a great run to the 42-yard line. That is 30 yards on the run for Isaac Wallace, the Ralston Ram.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Doug, Luis Nunez out of Lexington did an absolutely great job getting that thing to cut back outside. As a defensive lineman, he did his job. His friends weren't there. And you tell your D lineman, don't worry about making the tackle. You get that thing to bounce, and your friends will protect you. And they weren't there at that time. Nunez played that very, very well.
So it'll be first down and 10 for the South. Two possessions and two trips into the North territory here. They're at the 42-yard line. Pistol formation again, and in motion will be Cole Wiseman, and they will fake the handoff. Quarterback draw up the middle, and good room for Lovell. He'll get inside the 35, continue to grind down to the 33-yard line, and he's awful close to another South first down. All depends on the mark.
Yeah, and Lovell's feet seem to be a little better than Powers, and on that jet sweep, they're reading it. And if they're running with Wiseman, he's going to take that right into the A-gap, the quarterback is. And that time they ran with Wiseman, and it looked to me like Lovell's feet were maybe a little better.
They are going to say just short. I'm almost surprised they're not measuring this. Second and inches, and they're going to stay out of that pistol formation here as the offensive line gets set on second and 1. So they'll simply hand it off. Ooh, nice tackle as Wallace didn't get anything that time. And that time it was forced outside, and Will Shaney of Blair drops him for a loss.
Yeah, and the tough thing is there, Doug, is that was a power to the far side, and the back cut it back. And power is one of those plays you can't really cut it back because you're pulling guys from the backside to the front side, and if you cut that thing back, you're cutting back into where your linemen aren't. So
Tucker Winholtz of Sydney is really at that left defensive tackle position, causing some havoc as they hand it off over the right side. Drew Klein, and he'll find a little hole and get the first down inside the 30. And when he gets tackled, he goes forward for about three more to the 27. So first and 10, and that'll be the first or final play of the first quarter here in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. Both teams are moving the football, but a 27-yard Trenton Long field goal out of Gothenburg are only points. It's the North 3, the South nothing. You're listening to the 2014 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, with you from Ron and Carol Cope Stadium at Foster Field on the University of Nebraska Kearney campus as we are ready to start the second quarter. And are we going to get an untimed down here?
Well, I don't know. They haven't.
I didn't see a penalty flag, but the referee acts like he wants to tell us something as he comes over towards the sideline. Waiting for the television signal, I believe. So we're ready to go. North 3, South nothing. As we get ready for the second quarter of play. And we don't have a first down marker there. It's actually 3rd and 3. And so there was a penalty at the end of the play. But the play was declined. And so, after all of that, I guess we had to come back to show that on television because now they will switch sides. So yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, they did the whole quarter timeout, they looked normal, and then we came back out right where the ball had been spotted.
So we'll have another little break here and tell you that coming up at halftime, we'll hear from some of our players that we chatted with yesterday, Trevor Wadalevich, Grand Island, Jordan Slough, Donovan Trumbull, Alex Baritska of Cozad. That'll be part of our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. But early on here, what has impressed you in the first quarter? I know what's impressed me is that we've seen the ball move up and down the field, and that doesn't necessarily mean that the defense isn't playing well because we have seen some really nice tackling out there.
No, that's just it. It's been the offensive scheme. You're taking the thing that's impressed me is how much these coaches have been able to get in, especially on that north side. I mean, they've got a lot of different formations in, and they're really taking advantage of knowing where the defense is going to be. And I think that's the thing you can do. Again, you have to be in a 4-3 with a 2-high structure, and you can run different coverages, but it's still a 2-high structure. You know where everybody's going to be. And Ernie Johnson's done a great job of having a lot of different things in there and being very multiple with what he's doing, and that's making this ball move up and down the field.
So it'll be ready to play to start this second quarter now after they switch sides. Wind at the back now of the South as they will face first down and 10 at the North 27-yard line. Again, in on this second series at quarterback is Trev Lovell. They've stayed with the same running backs, Drew Klein and Isaac Wallace. And they'll go with a 4-wide set with Klein flanking out of the pistol, his quarterback in Trev Lovell. And again, they'll send Wiseman in motion. The ball is fumbled. Lovell's able to pick it up. Then his foot gets stuck in the turf.
Oh, get up.
And he has twisted his ankle. He gets up, but, yeah, he's hurt. Man, oh, man. The ball, whether it was supposed to go to Wiseman or not, hit him too high. The ball was not placed where it should be. It didn't look like Wiseman wanted to take it. The ball popped loose. Lovell had just bounced up. He went for it, but you could tell immediately his cleat stuck in the turf. And he is going to come off the football field.
God, it looked like it could have been his knee because one part of his leg went one way and the other went the other.
But he did trot off under his own power,
although limping. So Logan Power is back in there at quarterback on second down. He'll throw it up for grabs, and it is underthrown. And luckily for the South, it's not picked off as Jalen Allison, whose name we've called quite a bit already, went up to try and intercept that, but it went just over his fingertips.
Yeah, he did. Jalen Allison's playing a heck of a game out there, Doug. That ball probably shouldn't have gotten thrown.
It's going to be third down now, 15 yards to go. Need to make it all the way down to the 17-yard line. They're at the 32. Bring in some tight ends, three wide. Climb to the backfield, Power, quick cadence. Back to pass, has all day. No one to throw to, decides to tuck it up and run. Gets to the 30, 25. Four different North players are there on the tackle, including Chase Reese of Grand Island. And he'll pick up about half of what he needed, and a good job there by the North. They said, that's okay, come on. We got 15 yards to play with. We'll give you seven of them, and it's going to be fourth down about eight.
Yeah, and again, and Jalen Allison there played that great, Doug. This thing starts outside, and when he found that he was Jalen Allison was going to be one-on-one, he just started chopping his feet and form tackled there the way you teach it.
They're going to forego a 41-yard field goal and go for it. Power on fourth and eight. Going to go with a fly pattern to the end zone. A lot of hand contact thrown up for grabs. It's incomplete for Brian Reimers of Lincoln East. Allison had him covered well. And interesting decision there because Jason Hale's kicker is his own Dakota Folk, who's going on to play college football, wind at his back, and decided not to attempt the 41-yard field goal for a gamble throw.
I watched him make a 52-yarder in the pregame, Doug. I watched him kick one straight through in the pregame at 52.
So on fourth and eight, the ball is turned over here, and we go to the first possession of the second quarter for the North, and they'll take over at the 24-yard line. And they'll also go with their second quarterback, and that's Brad Brazil of Bellevue West. He'll throw it out here into the flat for a very short completion to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, a little speed out there to the trip side off the play fake.
So Brazil, Eastern Stick guided him down the field the first time. Brazil out of Bellevue West, two Class A quarterbacks here for the North roster. As we said, Power started it. Class C Lincoln Christian for the South and took them right down the field. Second down and seven. Again, out of the shotgun, trips right. Ball fake. Brazil to the right side. Again, throws it underneath, and they'll call it a catch into the hands of Jaretsky. That was close, but he's short of the first down by a yard. It'll be third down and one.
Yeah, and it's, again, kind of interesting here, Doug. So both coaches here are looking to see what both quarterbacks bring to this thing right off the bat. Instead of letting one get in a little bit of a game rhythm, they're going to see it. And that's what, you know, we saw the fumble, which he hurt his leg on off the jet sweep. You got to let your quarterback get in a little bit of a rhythm.
So third down and one. They're going to line up in the Maryland eye this time. First time we've seen the North do that all afternoon long. And there was movement. The left tight end leaned forward. And instead of third and one, it's going to be third down and six.
And Baritza from Cozad there was unblocked, Doug, and he had that thing lined out. They may be the North team, the North running back may be very, very glad that got blown dead because Baritza was coming.
3-0 North, 9:23 to go, second quarter at the 2014 Shrine Bowl. And so out of that Maryland eye, obviously, on third down and six, we'll go back to the four wide here. For Brad Brazil, takes a three-step drop, nowhere left, looks right, wants to throw under all kind of pressure, and finally he will be brought down by who else? Harrison Phillips gets the sack, and then a late penalty flag comes in.
I'm not sure if Baritza came running out of there. I wonder if they were celebrating it up. That's my guess. Either that or maybe you just had a situation where somebody on the North lost their head a little bit. Boy, Harrison Phillips is a big kid, isn't he?
He is a solid, solid young man, 6'3". They list him at 250.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And discussion here over what the penalty is about. Let's find out what our referee tells us here. Will the drive continue?
Dead ball. Legal helmet contact. on the defense. 15-yard penalty.
All right, helmet-to-helmet contact on the defense, and that's a 15-yard penalty, so that will allow the North to keep the drive alive instead of a sack, which would have made it about 4th and 14. The ball will be moved out to the 37-yard line, and it'll be 1st down and 10, so a break for the North. That helmet-to-helmet stuff is always pretty judgmental, but if it was solid, then you got to make the call, and that's what happened there. So Brad Brazil will lead him again. He'll take the snap, looks quick left, throws it out here into the flat. It is complete for a short gain out to the 41-yard line into the hands of Jalen Allison. And in on the tackle is Shannon Jackson of Omaha Central.
Yeah, and he needs to get the ball out of his hand a little quicker. On the last play, he held it too long, and that's what caused the sack. They got the penalty to keep the drive alive. But they just ran a hitch route there again, Doug, and if he throws that right out of his break, he's going to give his receiver a chance to run with the ball there. But because he threw it late, Shannon Jackson was there as the ball got there.
So it'll be second down, and we'll call it 5 yards to go at their own 43-yard line, leading 3-0. And on the jet sweep, they'll hand it off to Jaretsky. Jaretsky around the end. He's got the first down. He'll be short of midfield at about the 48, 49, but move the sticks again here for the North.
Boy, there's some hitting going on. I mean, these guys inside are beating each other up. You know, Sam Larson from Elkhorn just got rolled. A lot of times in these all-star games, you don't see some of that. But these guys up inside here, they're playing for keeps.
Well, they've said all week that nobody could block Harrison Phillips, who's in there at the defensive end position. So how many times are they just flat out trying to run away from him? First down and 10 at their own 49. The North on the move again. Brazil out of the pistol. He'll go with a counter to the right side. It's Shaka Taylor out of Lutheran High Northeast. And he gets about a yard to midfield.
They just tried to reach block Harrison Phillips. He played it with his hands through the young man from Millard North on the ground and then made the tackle running away.
So it'll be second down and 8 yards to go just across midfield. 7:15 and counting in the first half, 3-0. North with the lead on a Trenton Long 27-yard field goal. 4 wide twins to each side. Get out of that shotgun, Brazil. Wide receiver screen, and the ball batted around and almost picked out of the air there by Nolan Simonsma of Plattsmouth. He just batted it up in the air and almost hauled it down for the pick.
Yeah, that worked out. Harrison Phillips was coming. They had him two-leveled there. Harrison Phillips was bared down on the quarterback, and then the ball got tipped.
Everything Brazil has done here is supposed to be quick. Even if when I say three-step drop, it's like he, in that shotgun, takes about a half step, and he looks out, and he's been hesitant to pull the trigger because it's so quick that the play, his receiver hasn't obviously turned yet. 3rd down and 8. Looking, Brazil, pressure, hit, thrown around, gets away, now throws it up down the right sideline. It's caught at the 30, 25-20, 15-10, and down to about the 6-yard line. Scrambling ability to find his wide receiver down the football field for a first and goal situation.
Unbelievable, Doug, because what you had going on there is you had a situation where he held it again. Shaka Taylor was wide open, and he didn't throw it to him.
That's Trevor Wadalevich that's kept the play going for Grand Island, and he has the biggest pass reception of the football game.
Yeah, that was incredible. He kind of blew it again. He's holding the ball, but he got that one to pay off.
First down and goal. Ball will be at the 6-yard line. They're in the basic I formation. Toss to the right side. Taylor makes one man miss inside the 5 to the 2 to the 1, and he's into the end zone for a North touchdown. A 6-yard touchdown run for Shaka Taylor out of Lutheran High Northeast, and the North is up 9-0.
Well, I'll tell you, that first drive, the North offense looked crisp and really good going down the field. They got 3 points. The second drive, they looked awful and ran right down, and they put 6 on the board. So I don't know what to tell you about this, you know, the changing quarterback there. It looked very, very different, but it produced.
Now Trenton Long in to try the extra point. And here's the snap. It's a good one. The hold's down. The kick is away. And it looks like it bounced off the left upright. And they'll say it is no good. So after making a field goal, the extra point this time is no good. And with 6:27 to go here in the first half of play, your score is the North 9 and the South 0. We'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Don't forget on our sister station, ESPN Radio, this afternoon, it's live coverage of the Belmont as California Chrome goes for the Triple Crown. Coverage begins at 4 on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Now a pooch kick for Trent Long, and it's going to be taken at the 21. It goes through Jordan Slough's hands. Luckily, it bounced right back up to him, and he gets it to the 26. And boy, I can tell you exactly what I'm sure he's thinking. I'm in the Shrine Bowl, and here comes the football. I'm going to get a chance to do something. And he picked his head up before he was able to catch it. And luckily for Slough and the South, no turnover. And decent field position. They'll start at their 27. Obviously, the first two kicks were into the end zone, so this is their best starting field position.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what they do here. They've come back with Logan Power, so I don't know if that's due to how he moved the ball or if that injury
to Lovell
is more significant.
So on first down and 10, they'll get it on a stretch play. Out around the left wing is Wallace. He can't get the corner turned. He's going to be knocked down after a gain of a couple. And out there is Jack Shadley of Columbus Lakeview, I believe it was.
Yeah, and Abram Tynes came up and made a great play there as well, Doug, from Millard North.
We have heard his name quite a few times today. We've also picked up a couple of other names like Jalen Allison that is used quite a bit. And of course, unfortunately, I guess maybe we should be watching your boys on that interior line. There's been some good hitting and blocking in there as well. Second down and 8. Fake the handoff, rolling to the right. Power out here to the flat, complete to his eye back. Out to the 40-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Drew Klein, but Klein was wide open that time. And it'll move the chains here after a gain of 12.
Yep, and they just ran that. They ran Power to the side. They're going to pull guard tackle and then waggle the quarterback back to the weak side and pick up the fullback coming out of the backfield, and they were able to do that there, Doug.
South with 5:40 to go here in the first half, just for a little momentum. You know they want to get on the board here, get some offense going, get on that scoreboard, whatever the case may be. And on first down, handoff right side, and again it's Isaac Wallace looking for something to the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 3. It'll be second down and 7. A whole host of folks getting off the bottom of the pile. There's Jacob Morrill out of Creighton, one of the small school guys in there helping make that tackle.
Yeah, they just ran Power there again. And at home, you understand what Power is. On the play side, they're going to take the defensive end. They're going to kick him out with the fullback, double down on the D tackle, and then pull the backside guard and wrap him onto the play side linebacker.
Here's option. Picking it back is a pull and a wide open all the way down the field. 25-20 down to the 15. Ty Danielson to the 10, to the 5. Trying to dance in there, and he's tackled from behind at the 2. And catching him from behind to save that touchdown. Looks like it's Trey Carr, but Danielson on the fly pattern. They lined up, trips to the left side, faked the option. The old Turner Gill stepped back and fire, and Danielson was wide open, and one of the corners went, uh-oh.
Yeah, and see, the bad thing is that they're playing cover two. That's all on the safety. That's a cloud corner. His job is to come up and play the pitch man on that. His job is to play that flat, and the safety rolled down and shouldn't have.
First and goal at the 1, and getting hit behind the line of scrimmage is going to be Isaac Wallace coming through there. Elijah Lavallee Hawkins of Omaha North flew through there untouched, and nothing's easy, Larry. It was first and goal at the 1. You lose a yard or two on that. Now it's second and goal at the 3.
On a big play as a coach, man, you just want him to get in the end zone because the whole thing resets. I get it. We're from the 1, but the whole thing resets there, and it's tough.
And but they continue to play out of the shotgun or the pistol. 3 running backs, same play. Wallace up in it as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And sometimes these are the things you don't practice because they come natural as power football, goal line type situations, and it's third and goal at the three.
And that was Lavallee again, Doug, there. Lavallee Hawkins from Omaha North. Of course, he's a state champion. We know Omaha North, Class A state champion this year. But he's made both of those.
Still timeouts to use here if they want to, and maybe the South with 3:45 would consider that. But instead, they're going to line up Twins to the right. Danielson, man-to-man on the left. Quarterback, pop pass, and incomplete. Trying to get it to their tight end, Josh Gutzmer, and it was just too quick.
Yeah, I love it.
They took the snap, came forward a step like it was going to be a quarterback run, and then he just tried to throw it over the line. Yeah, but it was tipped. And Gutzmer didn't catch it.
Yeah,
didn't have a chance. It was tipped away from him.
That's exactly right. The old Tim Tebow play. I think if they hold that just one more second, Doug, the kid from Norris is going to clear that.
Yeah, and you can't blame these guys. They're still a little excited. Oh, we're going to run this play. It's going to work. And they just ran it a little too quick. So a timeout will be taken here by the South. 3:38 to go in the first half of play in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. It's the North 9 and the South nothing. Fourth down and goal at the 3. And the South now with a decision. They have had one pass picked off in the end zone. Then they forego a 41-yard field goal attempt on 4th and 8, throwing incompletion to the end zone. In the meantime, the North has scored twice on a 27-yard field goal by Trenton Long and a 6-yard run by Shaka Taylor. That came on the heels of a 44-yard reception by Trevor Wadalevich. Then here you get a 54-yard reception by Danielson, and he was trying so hard to dance into the end zone instead of just run for the pylon that he got caught from behind. On 1st and goal at the 1, they lose 2, then no gain, then the incomplete pass, and you've got 4th and goal at the 3. Logan Power stays in as the quarterback. Isaac Wallace is in there as the running back. Also in there is Colton Stone. And Matt Conley, they're bringing in linebackers and fullbacks to try and block here for Isaac Wallace. It's going to be a power two tight end, full house backfield out of the pistol for Logan Power.
Diamond formation.
And there's movement. They hand it off to Wallace, and he is smothered underneath. I am surprised we didn't see a flag for illegal procedure.
Well, yeah, I don't know why he didn't blow it. He threw the flag, Doug, but he should have blown it dead. Because the running back went early. That play never should have happened.
Yeah, that play should be redone. And let's see what the discussion is. There is a flag. And we'll wait for the referee's call here.
There's a penalty on play for special Shrine Bowl violation on the defense.
I think maybe they blitzed.
That's what I would say. I'd say there was a linebacker that was too close to the box. I'll bet you a dollar that's exactly what it was.
So sometimes that's hard. So we'll replay the down half the distance with 3:33 to go. So he has a special Shrine Bowl rule was broken there.
Yep. My guess is they had a backer too close to the box.
So it'll be 4th down again, and the ball should be spotted somewhere around the 2 as they get ready to mark it here, between the 1 and the 2. So it'll be 4th down and goal from the 1.5-yard line, which should give you a whole lot more options, but they've shown that they're trying to power it in, and that's not working, so that's got to be scary here for Coach Hale.
No, I look maybe power pass, maybe some sort of counter, because Elijah Hawkins from North, both times you tried to power it in here has filled those A and B gaps, and I wouldn't want to run it into the teeth.
Well, they do not have
again.
They do not have Drew Klein in there, who has been a good second look back. They have instead tried to bring in some fullbacks to block here for Isaac Wallace. And again, we've got the full house, 3 running backs out of the pistol. Logan Power, no wideouts, double tight end. On 4th and goal, just outside the 1. They'll try it to the right side, and this time Wallace will get into the end zone for a South touchdown. And the South is on the board, and for the first time in Kearney, both teams have scored a touchdown, because remember last year it was 9-3.
That's exactly right. They ran the exact same play there, Doug, just to the other side, and Elijah Hawkins from Omaha North just missed. He was in the gap again, and he just missed. So That takes a lot of patience by a coach to be able to go down there and just say, this is what we're going to do.
And so Reimers to hold the extra point kick coming up here for the South. It is up, and it is Zach Zeppelin up and good. And so Zeppelin knocks it through with 3:28 to go here in the first half, the 2014 Shrine Bowl, North 9, South 7 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
And for the first time today, the South gets to kick the ball away. And Dakota Folk of Holdridge puts it into the air, drives it into the end zone, and no chance to return it there for Mark Jaretsky of the North squad from Columbus Lakeview. Lakeview with Shadley and Jaretsky both here today. And it'll be first down and 10 for the North. And they have got two timeouts remaining, 3:28 to go. They've moved the football here. They lead it 9-7. They have a touchdown and missed extra point, and they have a field goal from Trenton Long.
Stick back in there at quarterback, Doug. So now let's see. They must be just trading series.
Yeah, this game has really moved right along because we've had two long offensive series here, and the North has scored on both of them. And they'll go with an empty backfield, five wide. In motion from right to left is Jaretsky. They've really used him a lot today. Stick, ball fake, quarterback draw, has room, 25, 30, 35. And it'll be brought down at the 37-yard line. Chasing him down from behind that time is going to be Anthony Vigneri of Omaha Gross. But a nice gain up the middle, spread the field, and pick up 18.
Yeah, what they did there, Doug, is they motioned the guy across into the trips again, faked the now screen. Everybody ran now screen. Quarterback pumped the now screen, stuck the thing in the A-gap, and everybody was running for the number one receiver.
So four wideouts this time. Stick now with a blocking back out of that shotgun. Takes a three-step drop, pass time, throws deep over the middle. The pass is behind the intended receiver and target in Jaretsky. And, Larry, you've mentioned now screen a lot to the folks out there. Everybody has a little different terminology. Tell them what you're talking about.
On a now screen, all that number one receiver close to the sideline, he's turning for the ball. He takes one step and turns from the ball. If it's a bubble screen, that inside receiver actually will bubble to the sideline. A now screen, he's taking one step and he's just getting his hands up. The ball's coming immediately. There's no real route there.
Second down and 10. Stick under center out of the I formation. Lone man split out wide to the left. Now he is audibling. Nobody moves, though, so he'll come back under center, take the snap, hand it off over the right side, and nothing doing there for...
Guess who?
Yeah. For Love over there and Harrison Phillips. They tried to run it at him, and that was a mistake.
Yeah, and we really have seen this offense sputter, and I'm sure Harrison Phillips has a lot to do with that, but we've seen this North offense sputter when they attach tight ends and bring fullbacks in the game. They're much better when they're 3-by-1, 3-by-2, 2-by-2, that kind of a thing, and don't attach tight ends and just play the thing kind of wide open.
No gain for Jackson Love, so now it's third down and 10, and the North wants to be a little careful that they're not the first team to have to punt the ball here. Unusual, we have not had a punt, and we've got whistles before the ball is snapped, and a timeout has been called here by the North squad. So they'll have one remaining with 2:20 to go here in the first half of play. North 9, South 7. It's 3rd and 10 for the North at their own 38. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Out of the timeout, Easton Stick will take the snap. He's got a wheel route down the right sideline and just over the outstretched hands of his intended receiver, which is Jalen Allison, and he got himself open. But instead, it'll be fourth down now, so they went for the big play and just missed.
Oh, some people say cheeseburgers and french fries will give you a heart attack. Try being a punter and kicking to those two guys, Cole Wiseman and Jordan Slough, both back deep to receive a punt.
Oh. And now Trent Long gets ready to punt, and I'm not sure that the South had enough guys on the field. I think they may have only had 10 men on the field, so now they have to burn a timeout. 2:14 to go in the first half, North 9. South 7 here in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. Coming up at the half, we will give you an update on the Super Regionals in college baseball. We will give you a little talk on the Belmont, which, of course, is going later this afternoon on ESPN Radio. We'll also hear from a trio of area players in Alex Baritza of Cozad, Trevor Wadalevich of Grand Island, and Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull. Caught up with them after practice yesterday just to talk a little bit about the game, the week, and what the experience has been like, and we'll hear from each of them coming up at halftime. We'll run down the stats and get you ready for the second half of the Shrine Bowl here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Donovan, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So do you get tricky here in the punt coverage, hit kind of a low-line driver and not give them a chance to return it? Because there's about 30 yards of gap between the defense and the return man.
And you can't rush, which lets you set up a return.
And Trent Long, nice boot from his own 38, and a fair catch called for, dropped, covered at the 35, and it will still be South football as Wiseman had to come up on that one. It was a punt of about 38 yards. It'll be first down and 10 here for the South. They'll start at their own 35-yard line, 2:07 to go, each team with one timeout remaining. And now, thankfully, Trev Lovell of Bellevue East is coming back into the ballgame. He tweaked his ankle or knee earlier in the contest when he got his cleat stuck in the turf, but he's going to come in there and try and engineer a drive that could give them a lead by halftime. Lovell back to pass, three-step drop, throwing deep, one into double coverage, and this is going to be picked off at the 20-yard line by Allison. Danielson can't make the tackle, and that'll give him room to run. 30, right sideline, 35, makes another man miss, and then is driven to the turf by Drew Klein. And again, that was into double coverage as an easy pickoff that time for Jalen Allison.
Yeah, no question. Jalen Allison's had a great game, Doug, and been all over the field, but he didn't really have to do much there. He just turned and ran with his receiver, had help over the top, simple cover two. He was playing corner. The safety rotated with him. Ball was underthrown. He picked it up, and with a minute 51 left, you've only got, what, 63, 64 yards to go. They're in pretty good shape here.
And Trent Long, you know, when you've got kickers here in the Shrine game, they can boot a fairly long field goal. So see what they'll do here on first down and 10. And Brad Brazil of Bellevue West is back in at quarterback in the I formation. He'll waddle out to his left, dump it off to his running back at the 35 to the 40, and almost a horse collar tackle out here to the 43-yard line. Nice reception by Erzendowski of Creighton Prep. Did a lot of running, but is still 4 yards short of the first down, second down and four.
I know we're talking a lot about him, but there again, that's a pass play. They have play fake one way and then pass the ball back to the other side, and you have Harrison Phillips make that tackle. He's playing D tackle, and he made that tackle on a power pass.
From the other side.
Yes.
He was on the far side, and now here is Wadalevich on a halfback pass. Wide receiver wants to throw it. He's going to fire it up. That's a dead duck, and it is going to be picked off at the 25-yard line. everybody was trying to find the football, and that's what they were talking about, having some fun, doing some fun things, and it's going to be picked off by Gunnar Garner of Ashland Greenwood. So the teams exchange turnovers, and there's a minute four, and it's back in the South's hands.
Yeah, and I like this in an all-star game, open the thing up. But you're exactly right. That thing was dead in the air. It came down wet.
It just, he tried to throw it so hard, and you know what that's like. It just slipped out of his hands, and the dying quail had all kinds. There were six guys, three offense, three defense, that had a chance at it. Yeah. They'll mark it at the South 25-yard line.
And we get Logan Power now back in the game. So they're just simply switched. Both sides here are just swapping quarterback, and I guess that's great. It gives us a chance to see them all for kind of an extended period.
And Ward Levitch, you know, had a big play that set up the first touchdown of the ball game, his 44-yard reception there for the North. And some equipment problems here for Luis Nunez. And so he's going to run out real quick and have Arantani come in and replace him out of Scott's Bluff. So out of the shotgun, a minute four, 75 yards to go. Pump fake, throw underneath. There's contact, trying to get it to Danielson again, and no flag. Boy, that was definitely early by Jalen Allison and incomplete.
Yeah, he played that really physical.
Second down and 10 coming up here with 59 seconds to go in quarter number two of the Shrine game. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, with you on this Saturday afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 60s, breeze out of the north, and that's at the back of the South team right now. In trouble, there's a penalty flag, and just throwing this one away on the scramble will be Logan Power, and that comes in the area of holding.
Yeah, he had Derek Templeman from Gretna early, even long before that flag came out. He just needed to get rid of that ball, had him running the deep dig, and if he lets go of that ball there, he'd have been okay. The penalty wouldn't have happened.
And a holding penalty against the South squad. That's our first hold. They are going to decline that penalty. And the only reason you would decline that penalty is you are hoping to get the ball back on the North with a little bit of time, because it would have been second down and about 25 because the flag was behind the line of scrimmage. Instead, it'll be third down and 10, 51 seconds. You've only got one timeout. So the North thinking, you know what, if we can make a stop here, we will get the ball back, and if you're the South, I would not be surprised to see him run the football, but they will have Power back to pass. He's under some pressure, setting up a screen underneath the 28, short of the first down, but the catch is made by Josh Gutzmer. Almost looked like a hook and lateral was setting up there with Drew Klein, because he came flying out of the backfield that way, but Gutzmer was hit immediately and didn't have a chance if that was what indeed was going to happen. And so the North will call their final timeout to stop the clock with 38 seconds to go. It'll be fourth and six.
Yeah, they had something goofy going on there, Doug. And that's what it looked like maybe to me, is he would just come flying out of the backfield. But they had something kind of funky set up there.
And it would have been a different – usually when you see the hook and lateral, you see the receiver catch it and lateral it towards the sidelines. That time Klein was actually coming up inside the hash. And it would have been pretty interesting, because three defenders were in on the tackle there on Gutzmer, so that means who's behind him. And we could have had some excitement. But instead, we will see the timeout. They'll put a little time back on the clock. We have 41 seconds to go. And for the first time today, the South is going to have to trot out their punter. And that will be Dakota Folk, ready to boot it away here. The Holdridge All-Stater, and back to receive it here for the North. Looks like we have a Trey Carr from Omaha Burke. Snap is good. The kick is away. Really good high punt. Taken at the 25-yard line. Fumbled and then kicked farther back. And it'll be covered by the North at the 17-yard line. Near disaster here on our special teams. It's covered by Micaiah Slade of Lincoln Northeast. Again, if you can get your hands on it as a return man, you don't want a fair catch it. You want to do something. And so Carr went for it. And that was an outstanding punt that time. I'll get you the official distance on that here in just a moment. They're going to back him all the way back to the 18-yard line, it looks like. First and 10 here for the North with just 32 seconds and no timeouts.
Easton Stick comes back in at quarterback now.
46-yard punt for Dakota Folk.
They're going to go I-Pro.
And I can't imagine anything but a handoff here, and let's get to the locker room.
And that's exactly what it'll be. Fullback dive up to the 20 to the 21 yard line. And that should take us to halftime here with Will Shaney of Blair carrying the football. And it looks like the South is going to go ahead and say that's fine with us, although the North acting like they want to run a play. But Coach Arnie Johnson taking his time, running a man in from the sideline. 10 seconds to go. Yes, you could try a Hail Mary here, but that's going to be it. They're not going to snap the ball again, and we are at halftime of the 2014 Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Game at Foster Field in Kearney. With your score, the North All-Stars, 9, and the South All-Stars, 7. The North, if you're, again, want to know the kids that are from the area, Chase Reese, Trevor Roy Levitch of Grand Island, Luis Nunez of Lexington are all on that team with Trenton Long of Gothenburg, and they have the lead here over the South. At halftime, we had a pair of interceptions there over the last 3 minutes as both teams were trying to make something happen before halftime, and no offense was garnered out of that. So we will have our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll hear from some of the players, Trevor Wodolevich, Alex Baritska, Jordan Slough. We'll give you the first half stats, and we'll get you ready for second half action. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sassacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. This is the 2014 Shrine Bowl, the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game, which we will also be covering in 2 weeks. We'll be in Hastings, and we'll be down there at camp for the Doug and Daddy Show, as we always are. So I want to remind you that two Saturdays from today, back in Hastings, for the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game. And at the end of the month, the 6-Man All-Star Football Game will be held at Silver Lake High School. It is the Nebraska All-Stars against the Wyoming All-Stars doing that for the second consecutive year. Last year, Nebraska went to Wyoming and picked up the win. Silver Lake was your state champion, so they get to host the All-Star game, and that is coming up in 3 Saturdays, hosted by Silver Lake. We've also got the New West All-Star Classic to benefit the Nebraska Kidney Association. They had their volleyball yesterday. The basketball is going on today down in Minden. So much going on at this time of the season. Next Saturday, you've got the Shrine Soccer Classic, which has moved to Omaha this year. And you'll also have the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel, which will be in Grand Island, followed by the Hall of Fame Banquet, which will be out at the Heartland Events Center. So a busy June getting the Hall of Fame, getting the All-Star Games in. You had a lot of camps right after high school for Memorial Day. I know a lot of schools held their camps, and then you'll see more of those after the 4th of July as the summer continues to breeze through. As we told you, we had a chance to catch up with some of the area Shrine Bowl players yesterday when they made it to practice here in Kearney to find out a little bit more about what their week has been like and what is in store. So we will hear from those gentlemen. And up first, I got a chance to catch up with Trevor Wodolevich of the North out of Grand Island. He's playing wide receiver and corner. He's already had a big catch in today's game, a 44-yarder. And here's my chat with Wodolevich after practice yesterday.
Well, let's catch up with some of the North players here as we bring you the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits 98.9. And we've had some fun watching Trevor Wodolevich on TV and online. And he joins us here from Grand Island. And Trevor, congratulations on your selection to the Shrine Bowl. Looks like it's been a fun week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Being selected was one of the greatest things in my life. And just being out here, getting one more time to play has been great. And meeting some new guys really has been one of the key things. It's just, I think it's brought this team together. It's just meeting everyone, and we've all got together and really bonded, you know, doing whatever, playing pool, you know, having tournaments, stuff like that. And I think it's shown on the field that the first couple of days is a little rough, but we're figuring things out, and everyone's just excited to play one last game in high school.
Anything surprise you about the week, whether it was going to the hospital or meeting kids or your ability on the field, anything that has surprised you?
Not really. I knew our team was going to be good, so everything at practice has been pretty much what I expected. It's tough catching passes from my perspective. Our secondary is scary, and, you know, there's times our quarterback can't get it off, so that's kind of what I expected, was to see the best of the best. But going to the Shrine Hospital is one of those things that you can't experience unless you've actually done it, and being able to go on that tour and see those kids and just listen to them talk and whatever they wanted to tell you, and you just listen because you're just in awe. And I believe that's how I was. It was humbling to see some of the things they have to go through every single day, and we take for granted. And I think all these guys on this team really, really appreciated that trip.
For the folks that have never got a chance to go to the Shrine Hospital, and it's a quick trip for you guys, fly out early and get back, what are some of the things that you do while you're there?
I know the South team had a little bit different schedule than us, but the North team here, we got to the Shrine Hospital and had an immediate meeting with a couple guys, and I were at a table, and we met our host, and her name was Madeline, and she was an ambassador now I think about it, but she kind of talked to us a little bit while we kind of headed off and had four different groups, and at every different little station, I should say, you tried something different. For example, Madeline was born without an arm, so we had to do some activities with just one arm, and I couldn't even open a sandwich bag with one hand, and they do those things so often, and we learned about prosthetics that they make every single day for little kids, and I mean, they get the chance to walk again, and that was incredible. I mean, there were some great things seen there, and I don't know how to describe it, really.
Well, let's talk, before we let you get out of here, a little bit about the football game. And Trevor Ware-Levitch at Grand Island's with us. And Chase, obviously your teammate, you get to play one more football game. You were telling me beforehand, it's just nice to get one more chance before you head to Lincoln and do a little track.
Yeah, being here with Chase is just really great. This whole season, him and I had been captains, and we were squad leaders. I think the guys looked up to us. And when I found out the selection, I know immediately I talked to him, and he said, yep, I had made it too. And, you know, I kind of figured coming in that the two of us being leaders and just having great seasons, which was phenomenal, and the whole team, but I just felt good this season. I think he did too. And coming here to play one more game with him before he goes off will be great. And I know, I mean, everyone here is a leader, so it's kind of been great. Everyone just kind of leads in their own way, and by example maybe, or quarterbacks have been really, really vocal, and I just think our group is great, and being with Chase one last game, I mean, it's a great feeling.
So you got a prediction for the game?
We're going to win, first of all. I don't know about score. Last year's game was 9-6. I don't think this game's going to be, but I'm thinking we're going to put a few touchdowns on the board. I don't know about the South team. Maybe. Maybe they could put some touchdowns on the board, but I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, truthfully.
Well, it looks like you guys have had a lot of fun, so let's have one more day of fun and have a great game. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Grand Island's Trevor Ware-Levitch on the outstanding Islander team last year. His teammate Chase Reese here as well, part of the North roster for the 2014 Shrine Bowl. And at the half, it's the North 9 and the South 7. We've got a lot more coming up, being entertained by the Shrine All-Star Band. They've been here most of the week practicing and taking care of the entertainment. They had a concert yesterday. They're taking care of business here at halftime. Great job in the pregame as well. And we will be hearing from them if you're here at Foster Field in Kearney. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Foster Field, want to thank all the fine folks here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, including Rich Broderson and Peter Yazvak, for their assistance to once again bring you the 56th annual Shrine Bowl All-Star Football Game. North 9, South 7. Also, don't forget the Belmont Stakes this afternoon with post time right around 5:50. Our coverage begins at 4 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, as California Chrome tries to become the first Triple Crown winner in 36 years. Will he be able to win in this 11-horse field? And you can hear it live on ESPN Radio. Also, NCAA Baseball Super Regionals are going on today. Let's take a look at some of those. We have two finals in Maryland getting game one from the top national seed remaining, the number three seed Virginia. Maryland 5, Virginia 4. And Texas Tech takes game one from the Cinderella story right now, beating College of Charleston 1-0. In the top of the eighth, Texas is 6 outs away from being the first team at the College World Series. It is Texas 4 and Houston nothing. In the bottom of the fifth, Stanford 2, Vanderbilt 1. Vanderbilt won the opener yesterday. And in the second, Pepperdine and TCU are scoreless. So 5 games have either finished or are underway. Later tonight, it is Louisville and Kennesaw State. Louisville won the first game yesterday. Mississippi and Louisiana Lafayette get their series underway tonight. And Oklahoma State taking on Cal Irvine. Cal Irvine taking the opening game yesterday. Well, as we continue here from the Shrine Bowl, hearing from a few of the area players what their experience has been like, Cozad's Alex Baritza really brought Cozad what an outstanding season they had. So many people had Boone Central and Coach Arnie Johnson, who's here in the Shrine Bowl, as the team to beat this year. And there was nothing to say that they weren't going to get the job done until Cozad blitzed them in the state semifinals and went on to win it all with a very impressive performance. And Jake Paulson, who's not here, but Jacob Stahlbaumer, who is, and Alex Baritza, a big part of that. Then Baritza goes through undefeated and wins himself a state wrestling championship as he gets ready to walk on for football at the University of Nebraska, and he takes off tomorrow. We had a chance to catch up with him after practice yesterday.
Shrine Bowl 2014, and Cozad's Alex Baritza joins us here as we get ready for the second year in Kearney. And Alex, let me start there. You got the chance to play in Memorial Stadium. A lot of these guys didn't. So does it matter where you play the Shrine Bowl?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. So, I mean, you just kind of have to step back and look that it is for a bigger thing than what we're actually playing.
Media day on Thursday looked like everybody was pretty loose, having a lot of fun, joking around. Would you agree, and what was that like?
Oh, that was tons of fun. I mean, that's been like how we've been all camp. So, I mean, we all like to screw around with each other and talk a little trash even. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we were just having fun.
What about the football game? Once you strap it up for this football game, you're going to really have to get after each other. What do you think this game's going to be like?
Honestly, I think it's going to be a very good game. Some of the best kids in Nebraska are going to compete with each other. And, I mean, it's just going to be a good game. It's going to be lots of fun.
Always like to ask some of the guys that maybe impressed you when you're going through practice. You got a couple out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone on the team has been really impressive, actually. I mean, some of the best kids I've seen in a while. But, like, we have great receivers. Quarterbacks have been pretty stout. Our defense is superb, in my opinion. I mean, North is going to have a tough time with us tomorrow, but I feel like it's going to be the same way with us. So, yes, whoever shows up to play, that's going to be the winner.
Cozad's Alex Brooks with us for just another minute. What's your role in the game?
I'm playing linebacker, and then I'll be on most of the specialty teams. So, just a normal game, I guess, for me, being a linebacker. So, hopefully I can make some plays here and there.
You've got to go and be a part of a lot of special things this year, football, wrestling, now the Shrine Bowl. What's this week been like for you?
It's been different, you know. I mean, it was tons of fun. I mean, I haven't had that much fun in a while. The 2 days were a little rough, but, I mean, for all of us, I mean, it was just a nice, like, little gathering. I mean, it was fun for all of us to be there, and I think we all enjoyed our company.
And it's a quick turnaround for you. Maybe tell the folks what's next right after the football game.
I'll be heading to Lincoln for the bridge program and be lifting and working out with the Huskers. So it's going to be tough, but I'm really excited about it.
Are you getting more excited in anticipation the closer this draws?
Oh, yeah, extremely.
Well, Alex, thanks for giving us some time today, and the best of luck in the ballgame.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Cozad's Alex Barritza joining us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report at the 2014 Shrine Bowl, 9-7. It is the North squad leading Barritza's South squad. And when we come back, we'll hear from Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull. We'll give you some halftime stats. Stay with us.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Don't forget, you can always find great photos of our broadcasted sporting events at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll have photos of the Shrine Bowl that you can download and use as you wish, especially some of the area players, and check that out at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 9-7, the North leading the South, and a member of the South squad is Jordan Slough from Donovan Trumbull, part of the Class C2 state championship team, and we got a chance to catch up with him after practice yesterday.
Well, of course, the Shrine Bowl has many area players, and a lot of us have got to know Jordan Slough from state champion Donovan Trumbull on the South squad, and he joins us here for a couple of minutes. Jordan, hey, congratulations. It looks like everybody's been having fun this week, so let's start there. How much is the fun versus how much is the work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. We've put in a lot of hard work, but at the same time, we've had a lot of fun, so I mean, we're here for a cause, and that's why we're here. So we've been trying to have as much fun as we can, but also preparing for a football game.
It's usually a lot of work early. Then you go to the hospital. Then you have media day Thursday, and you kind of wrap things up on Friday. Is that how it went? And can you just kind of take me through the week, how it looked through your eyes?
Yeah. The first night we got here, we had two practices, and then we kind of continued that up until Wednesday. And that's when we went to Chicago to the hospital. And, I mean, that was a really cool experience getting to – I mean, you really see why you're here and what this whole thing's about, and it's a lot bigger than just a football game, and I think we all realize that. And then media day was a lot of fun. I mean, we got to take a bunch of pictures and, you know, talk about our experiences, so, and yeah.
Jordan Slough joining us here on Classic Hits for the Shrine Bowl here in Kearney. What's it been like going up against some of the Class A guys? Class A, you always ask them what the smaller guys are that impress them from smaller schools, and I guess this is the question we always ask the smaller schools. Have you held up okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said, coming from a smaller school, you're playing against a bunch of guys that are from the bigger classes, and, I mean, the game's faster. I mean, it's about a step faster, and I think it's a good experience for me before I head into college ball, so I really enjoyed learning and the process of getting better and getting used to the pace of the game.
Who are some of the guys that have been pretty impressive out there in your eyes that you're seeing for the first time?
Obviously, Harrison Phillips. I mean, you hear about him a lot, but seeing him in live action, he's pretty impressive. And Alex, he's really good too. So, I mean, he's a linebacker, but he looks like he could play line at a Class C school. And he's fast.
And what do they have? What's your plans for the game? What have they told you that you're going to be doing?
I'm going to play running back in slot. So kind of the same stuff I did in high school.
Easy to pick up what they want you to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a spread offense, but I mean, it's a little different than what I ran in high school, but it took a few days, and I think I've kind of got the hang of it now.
Last minute here with Jordan Slough. The North has been talking about how they want a high-scoring game. They want to make this fun. Is that the same message in the South camp, or is it a little more serious?
Well, it depends if you ask our offense or defense. I mean, our defense with Harrison and Alex and those guys, I mean, they really believe they're going to shut the North down. But, I mean, yeah, we want to score points. We don't want a low-scoring game.
What's been the best part of this week so far?
Just the experience. I mean, going to the hospital, meeting the kids. I've met a few new friends, surprising friends. And, I mean, it's just a good experience overall.
And finally, I asked you this earlier, but for the folks that are listening, what happens before you go to college? What's still on the plate for you?
Just after this, I'm going to start getting into my summer workout routine. Try to get bigger and faster for college, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Jordan, best of luck in the Shrine Bowl. Thanks for giving us some time here today, and good luck in the college.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Donovan Trumbull's Jordan Slough, all around outstanding athlete. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats that we have for you. And Larry Baker, it's actually very, very close. In fact, the offensive yards are exact at 185, but the South's run 10 more plays.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, when you look at it, South's run the 10 more plays because it's been a little more of a ball-controlled offense as far as that goes. But the big keys for me, the South has the one interception, and they were down there to score. That was on the first drive of the game. They have two interceptions, but it's the one – they traded the interceptions at the very end of the half. It's the one interception and then the one penalty for 15 yards that kept that drive alive on the North's touchdown drive. That was a sack there. They would have had – the North would have had to pump the ball away.
And they called helmet-to-helmet contact, and so instead of fourth and about 15, it was first and 10. And as you're right, then they hooked up with Trevor Wodelevich on a great scramble and 44-yard reception. For the North, Easton Stick is 5 of 8 for 58 yards, and Brad Brazil is 5 of 6 for 65 yards, led by that 44-yarder. Logan Power, 5 of 12 for the South for 88 yards, and Trev Lovell has only attempted one pass, and that was picked off trying to get it down to Danielson. First downs, the South 9. The North has 8 rushing yards, 11 carries for 62 yards for the North, led by Easton Stick, 2 carries, 44 yards. And then Jaretsky, 2 carries, 10 yards. The running game just really hasn't been there outside of that one big run by Stick. And then for the South, 23 carries for 97 yards. And Isaac Wallace, 13 carries for 56 yards. And the lone South touchdown in this ball game. Danielson has 2 catches for 66 yards receiving for the South, and Erzendusky 4 catches for 37 yards. Wodelevich, the 1 catch for 44, and Trey Carr 3 catches for 31 for the North. Some other numbers of note. We haven't had to worry too much about turnovers. Both teams have fumbled it, but they haven't turned it over. The interceptions is where we have had the turnovers, 2 from the South and 1 from the North. 5 penalties for the North for 32 yards, 1 on the South for 15. Each team has punted it once. Time of possession, the South 12:52, the North 11:08. On third down, the South is 4 of 8, while the North is 2 of 5. We're about ready to get the second half underway. The North 9, the South 7 of the 2014 Shrine Bowl. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and Stacy Johns back with you at Foster Field after this timeout.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation takes your trash from your home, farm, or business. Quality, dependable trash hauling service. Contact Ravenna Sanitation. Second half ready to begin. The South will boot it away. They'll go from north to south. The wind is at their back between 10 and 15 mile an hour. And for the North, they will try and return it, but we haven't had a kick return as of yet, Larry Baker.
No, and that's surprising. You'd think they'd want to get one out. I don't think we're going to get one here. Yep, they're going to let him bring it out.
Yeah, Dakota Folk kicks it off. It's taken 2 yards deep in the end zone, out to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and Erzendusky will bring it up to about the 22. Again, in high school, you can't bring it out, but it's an all-star game. College, a little bit of rules. They'll let them bring it out and return it to the 22-yard line, where the North will take over first and 10.
And we probably shouldn't expect big plays out of special teams today. It's probably the thing they worked on the least this week.
Avram Tynes has an interception. Jalen Allison has an interception, and Gunnar Garner has an interception for the defenses here so far today. Isaac Wallace, a 1-yard run. Shaka Taylor, a 6-yard run for the North, and then the 27-yard Trenton Long field goal. And a fake handoff, roll it out here into the flat, the completion out to about the 27-yard line for Erzendusky again. And at quarterback to start things off here for the North, again, will be Easton Stick.
Yeah, and Dakota Buss from Beatrice did a really nice job there to make that tackle. They ran an out, and the receiver spun back to the inside. Many times that defender will fall off to the outside when that happens, and Buss stayed broke down and did a nice job making that tackle.
And, of course, Stick's going to feel comfortable with Erzandusky, both from Creighton Prep high school teammates. So if he needs an outlet, that's where he's going to look. Trips to the short side of the field, and now they move Jaretsky in motion. Give it to him on the jet sweep around the right side. Has some room, 30, first down, 35. Steps out of a tackle near the 40-yard line before he is finally upended. And another great run over there by Jaretsky. And the tackle looks like it's Jared Figner from Falls City Sacred Heart.
Yeah, and Shaka Taylor from Lutheran High Northeast there made a great block on that. That's just a jet sweep, kind of outside zone, and you're looking for your running back that's in the backfield to actually get the kickout block to set the edge, and he did a wonderful job there.
Derek Gentrop of Boone Central will run the play in for his coach. He'll be split out wide to the right with Erzandusky in the slot right. Now moving out farther to the left, Jaretsky, he had lined up in the slot. They'll move him out in the trip formation. They're looking for him again, and they go to the tight end, and it's off the helmet of Nate Maduna, just simply thrown behind him there a little bit. First time we've seen the North try that play.
Yeah, and it was going to be good there. They just run that tight end a little speed out there, and that was going to be good, Doug.
He could have underhand tossed that out there. Nobody was on him, and he would have been able to turn the corner for a big game. So we'll see if they come back to that a little bit later on. Instead, Noah Voss of Fremont is going to come into the football game. He'll split out wide to the left side. Trevor Wardelet of Grand Island will split out wide to the right, and there's four wide receivers set on second down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Fake the handoff, Stick under pressure from Phillips. Now throws it back to his running back, Shaka Taylor, complete at the 40, 45, makes a man miss, fumbles the ball out of bounds at midfield. He's going to have enough for the first down, a gain of 11.
Yeah, they run a play fake. There, play fake to the near side. Quarterback looks like he's going to waggle out, and then they just throw the screen right back to the running back that they play fake to. Really nice design. That's what I'm talking about. Ernie Johnson's done a great job with some of these concepts. Some of these concepts are, you know, like in fall camp or week two and three concepts, and he's done a nice job with those.
And then you've got to give some credit, I'm sure, to Bellevue West Mike Huffman, because he's worked with some of these kids, or at least seen them in the Metro. And they have really got it figured out right now. Trips to the wide side. That's the right side of the field. This time it's a quarterback keeper and some room over the left side. 45, Stick to the 42 before he is upended. And the first man to get to him here on the near side is Dakota Buss of Beatrice.
Yeah, he did a great job reading the DN there. Nolan Seamusma from Plattsmouth took kind of a heel line approach and at the running back, and the quarterback just kept it, just did a great job there.
It'll be a gain of 7, second down and 3, and again, the North on the move. At the 42-yard line of the South, the North leads at 9-7, just underway here, first possession of the second half. Again, and both teams have been going out of that pistol formation, swinging out here to Erzandusky, but the quarterback is flattened by Harrison Phillips, who then immediately helps him up. They've been talking back and forth because on the last dump off on the screen, Phillips was chasing him down, and Stick did a great job of staying in there and completing the pass, and this time Phillips able to bear hug him to the ground.
I just have been thinking about this the whole game. Number 52 for the North, Brandon Vandervoorst from Millard North, was probably so excited to find out he made the Shrine Bowl, and home and told his parents, and then said, I'm probably going to have to block the guy from across town when we get to Kearney.
And that is the case. Third down now and 3. Again, trips to the right side. Wardelevich to the left. That's where they look. A little stop. He's got it. Complete at the 33 and a first down. So basic little stop and caught there by Shannon Jackson on the tackle.
Yeah, that 4-5 hitch, what you want that receiver to do is really sell the vertical stem and then just drop the bottom out of the route. You want that, you get that DB to flip his hips to carry you down the field, then you just drop the bottom out of it. And as a quarterback, you want the ball there as he drops the bottom out of it.
Split out wide to the right side this time for the North will be Noah Voss and Nate Maduna. They'll also put in the slot Jaretsky and put him in motion from right to left. Fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper Stick will follow him, and he is not going to get anywhere as he is drugged down out of bounds right into the south sidelines here. And making the tackle will be Colton Stone out of McCook.
Whew, there's a lot going on there. Mark Jarecki out of Columbus Lakeview is the running back. And as they fake the jet sweep there to him, the quarterback follows, and he missed the guy that he should have blocked. That's who makes the play. And then Alex Baritza comes up and absolutely splatters him for missing. Britta did help him up.
We'll give him a half a yard, call it second and nine at the 32-yard line of the South. North on the move. Jaretsky is always in motion, it seems like. They'll throw a little bubble out here, complete. On the right wing, it is out to the 30 to the 26-yard line for Erzendowski again.
Yeah, they just keep waiting. Every time, you know, if that corner's walked up, they're running by him. And if the corner steps backwards in bail technique, they're throwing the now screen. They've done it all day, and I wouldn't stop doing it if I were them. Because the thing is, they can release one of those inside receivers here eventually. Look who's in the backfield, Doug.
Third down and two to that Maryland eye. And there's some motion, and it looks like it's going to be on the defense jumping on the right defensive end this time.
But I'll just tell you, in the Maryland eye, Doug, it was Tucker Winholtz, who's 6'5", 300, and Cole Conrad, who's 6'5", 280. Those were the two fullbacks in that Maryland eye, and they're not changing them out.
And they play defensive tackle usually, Sydney and Archbishop Bergen for those two. It's a first down, and it looks like we're going to go ahead and run this play anyway. And I believe that's Trey Carr dotting the top of the eye, Maryland eye here. And they will turn and give it to Carr. He follows that big hole right side, 15 down to the 12, and a good open field tackle on the far sideline to maybe prevent the touchdown.
Now, those that know me know that I'm a spread read option guy, and I love that stuff. But if I had those two dudes, I might run the Maryland eye every play as well. They absolutely crushed the right side of that south line.
Zach Zeppelin of Omaha Scut in on the tackle. It'll be a gain of 8, second down and 2. They're going to run the same formation here. They'll run it the same way over the right side, but this time the south knows what's going on and coming through to make the tackle, but a penalty flag, Harrison Phillips.
It might be a horse collar there, the way Harrison brought him down, possibly. Yep.
And that is what it's going to be. So a great play by Phillips. But, man, hard to get a horse collar when the guy's not running downfield. But that's exactly what they're going to call. So that'll be a half the distance to the goal penalty, which will make it first and goal at the 6 for the North. They lead the South 9-7 with 8:12 to go here in the third quarter.
Here's the key to that, out of that Maryland eye with them big guys. You got to run it at Phillips. When you run it away, you let him chase it down from behind. Which is exactly what happened there.
Luke Hageman of Howells Dodge running the play in here for the North squad. Chance to go up two scores again. They were up 9-0 before a one-yard run on fourth down by Isaac Wallace put the South on the board. Back to a power eye formation here. Toss it to Taylor off the right side. He is able to get inside the 5, keeps the legs churning. Then he is gang tackled backwards, but they'll give him progress to the 4, and it'll be second down and goal.
Yeah, that was just power toss there, pulling the backside guys and trying to kick out with the DN, the fullback.
Shaka Taylor, not the biggest guy in the world, but very quick. Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk, 5'11", 180 pounds. Now they bring Trey Carr back in there, and they're going to go to that power Maryland eye again with Winholtz and Conrad, about 600 pounds of bulk in front of Carr, and they give it to him off the left side, and he finds just enough room to squeeze inside the 2. It'll be third down and goal between the 1 and the 2-yard line. So the first two times they ran it to the right, that time they ran it off left tackle.
And they had a little success there, Doug, because they ran it at Harrison Phillips. Harrison Phillips still got in on the tackle. In fact, you see he just handed the towel back to the running back after he tore it off of his body. But he still got in on it, but a couple yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Charles Kruger of Pierce also laying a block there. Third and goal. And we've got whistles and a timeout. Took a little too long getting out of the huddle there. And so the North is going to call the first timeout of the second half. It'll be third and goal just outside the 1 for the North, leading the South 9-7. 7:06 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
Oh,
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you at Foster Field. Big play coming up here for the North. Third and goal just outside the one. Out of the Maryland eye again. Easton Stick will go quarterback keeper off the left side, and he is stacked up. I don't think he got in. He's inside the one, but did not cross the plane. It'll be fourth down and goal here for the North, and there'll be no decision here. They're going to go for it.
Yeah, with those big giants, I would. I would go again. The trouble with it is you've got big number 65 for Millard West right there in the middle of that thing.
Well, Stick got a yard there, and now we've got an equipment problem for the South, and Colton Stone going to have to come out, and they will run in Vigneri of Omaha Gross. But he picked up a yard to the left, and he only needs a half yard here. So they run. You got so much to look at. You've got the Maryland eye with Trey Carr, dotting that. Stick can keep it. They can run it either side. There's only so much you can do defensively here. So fourth down and goal for the North. Stick gives it to Carr off the left side. There's a penalty flag. He's going for second effort. He didn't get in, but there is a penalty flag.
Right before the snap, you saw the two outside linebackers back up, and the mic was still pretty close to the line of scrimmage. You may have that same penalty here again, Doug.
Which is hard to do when you're in a goal line situation.
I really think that's what it is, Doug.
And let's see what the call is from our referee. Down inside the one, we had this happen earlier, which allowed the South to score their only touchdown. There's a couple of special rules here in the Shrine Bowl.
He's explaining it to the players.
And it looks like it's going to be South football. The South jumping up and down, and they're going to come off the field. The flag is going to be picked up. They'll wave off the flag. They'll call it a stop on fourth down, and the South will take over inside their own one.
That's big for the South, Doug. Now they need to make something happen here. That's huge. I mean, they go down here. Any score here puts them ahead in this game after looking like maybe they were going to be in trouble. That was a long drive. I mean, there's only 6 minutes and 28 seconds left in the third quarter.
And the quarterback will be Trev Lovell. Now you got to take care of the ball. You're inside your one out of the pistol. It's going to be a handoff to his running back, Drew Klein, who just comes straight up the middle across the two to about the three. And they'll reset for second down and 8 yards to go.
And it is tough. You know, your playbook really gets closed down here as a coach. You get fearful of doing some things down here. You'd like to get it to about the 5 to 7 yard line. That starts to open your playbook up a little more.
Interesting where they actually have the first down marker. They actually have it spotted as if the ball was on the two. And, again, there's a collision in the backfield, and that throws Drew Klein off balance. He'll get across the five to the five and a half. But, Larry, the ball was at the half-yard line, and the down marker has it as if it started at the two. That
yeah.
makes a big difference here. So instead of third and about four, it's third and six.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So according to where the ball was spotted and where the down markers are, there's been a mistake. But let's see if the South says, we don't have to worry about it. We get a first down anyway. It's third down and a long five at their own six-yard line. Lovell out of the pistol. He's going to roll to his right under pressure, throws it out here. It's tipped and still almost caught on his backside by Drew Klein, but well covered by the North defensive back, Micaiah Slade. That had everything from a pick to a tip that could have been caught for a first down and a punt situation here for Dakota Folk and the South.
Yeah, now we'll see what happens. This gets a little hairy, but it's really a snap that could get you in trouble here because I don't think you're going to see a big rush on a special team in an all-star game here. But not getting a first down also really hurts the South's defense, Doug, because they were on the field a long time there.
Trey Carr and Micaiah Slade back around midfield to receive the punt. Folks' first punt was 46 yards. This is a low end-over-ender that's going to bounce and take a good roll, and they're going to have to let it go inside the 50 down to about the 42-yard line, and that's going to end up being a 52-yard punt. They thought, well, we'll just let it bounce, and we'll pick it up and go, and again, it took one of those AstroTurf bounces away from the return man in Trey Carr, And a little frustration there. Instead of probably having the ball in South territory around the 40, they're going to start at their own 42.
Yeah, not giving this defense a break is probably going to hurt them on this drive. I mean, you've got some of those kids from the South with their hands on their hips, and they're tired.
And we might see some fresh ones in there too, Larry. It looks like we're seeing some new numbers maybe rotate in just because of that. Brad Brazil now the quarterback. Jaretsky in motion. The ball's fumbled, and that's going to cause a sack behind the line of scrimmage. Jared Figner of Fall City Sacred Heart. That time Brazil dropped the ball. It bounced right back up to him, but by then the play was busted up.
It's really different, Doug. And I know Brazil was the quarterback on the touchdown drive. But remember, that was somewhat of a busted play on their big play. But they just don't have the same rhythm to their offense when it's Brazil versus Stick. Stick seems to be able to push the offense along a little bit.
So it'll be second down and 16. Four wides. Brazil rolls to his right, wants to throw again. It's all short passes, complete to Erzendowski, who makes a nice move up the field to the 45, to the 48 before he's pushed out of bounds around midfield. Great job after making the catch to turn a 4-yard play into about a 12-yard play.
Yeah, Jared Faringer from Fall City Sacred Heart chased him down. Of course, Faringer, a state champion. Not too many 8-man players in this game this year. He, of course, is one. So it was nice to see him chase that down.
So a nice job there. Figner, 6 foot, 220-pounder for the Irish. And even after the big gain, it's still 3rd and 4. Trips to the right side. Wodelewicz all by himself to the left, covered by Falk of Holdridge. Brazil looks that way. They've run the hitch earlier. They do it again. It's complete for the first down. South knew it was coming, tried to bait him into that, and it was still right on the money that time by Brazil. And Falk in there along with Gunnar Garner on the tackle.
Yeah, he signaled him, Doug. Brazil signaled him as they went out. He went to his face mask, looked right at him, and signaled him. And you're right, the South knew it was coming, but they didn't tighten it up at all.
North 9, South 7, 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Not much more scoring than last year, but a little bit more movement of the football. As we see 1st and 10 at the 45 of the South, North ball trips to the short side. And again, they put Jaretsky in motion, give it to him on the jet sweep, turns the right corner, but not a whole lot there. Gets inside the 45 to about the 42.
Yeah, Connor Shadid out of Gretna comes up from the safety spot and really lays the lick on him there. Did a nice job.
So it'll be 2nd down, call it 8 yards to go. As the next score, probably going to have a lot to do with the outcome of this football game. If the South can score and get their first lead, could go down to the wire. If the North scores, they're up 2 scores. And without a lot going on here offensively, might be in a little bit of trouble. Again, it's trips to the left and a single wide receiver to the short side, the right this time for Brazil. Takes the snap, throws that little screen you've been talking about into the hands of Jalen Allison. And the bubble gets him inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. And give credit in there, Will Shaney of Blair has been staying in there as the blocking back.
Yeah, Will Shaney's done a pretty good job in there. Not making a lot of money personally, but he's doing a nice job for his team.
It'll bring up 3rd down. Call it 4 yards to go. The ball at the South 39. Need to get to the 35-yard line. And again, twins right and left. Jaretsky in that slot to the left. No motion. Straight back to pass. Brazil wants to run. Nowhere to go. He throws to his left hand. Breaks one tackle, two, but not enough. He's thrown down for a sack all the way back at midfield. Finishing him off, Matt Conley of Westside. Jared Figner of Sacred Heart was there. And they sent Jackson Love, the running back, out towards the right to fake that. He wanted to go with the quarterback keeper to the left, and there was nowhere to go.
Yeah, that offense just looks totally different. And it makes sense. The play calling is different and so on as those quarterbacks change. But now let's see. This punt probably should go into the end zone, but two pretty good ones back there to return it.
Trenton Long of Gothenburg to punt it away. Slough and Wiseman, the return men. Takes his time, boots it, and a fair catch called for and taken at the 15-yard line by Cole Wiseman. Right there on the coverage was Avram Tynes of Millard North, who had the first interception of the ball game, and that's big. The more you think about it, the South took the opening drive all the way down inside the 10 and then had it picked off on a tip pass on 3rd and goal, which led to the first 3 points for the North. So the South has it again. Just a minute eight to go here in the third quarter on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Trumbull on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And here's Wallace on the carry, and he's upended immediately again by Tynes at the 16-yard line. Give him credit for one.
Boy, Averyn Tynes is having a whale of a football game. He comes up and plays the run really well there.
Lavallee Hawkins was there again. He was instrumental earlier in the ball game, and had it not been for that penalty, he would have been the main reason that the South didn't get into the end zone, which they eventually did late in the second quarter. Second down and nine. In motion will be Templeman, and they'll give it to him on an inside handoff around the left side. Nowhere to go. He's stacked up at the 17. The tackle, Jake Hasty of Elkhorn, comes in and gets his number called.
That's been very impressive today, Doug, because he's playing safety. There again, we just talked about Tynes. We talked about it earlier where we're seeing these safeties come up, chop their feet, stay broke down, and do things technically sound and make those tackles. Most generally in high school football, you'll take that getting your runner one-on-one with that guy.
And we're still seeing no huddle, but the quickness of the offense, both sides, has slowed down. This will be the last play of the third quarter, and it's third down and eight. Back to pass, looking power, floats it out there for Templeman into double coverage, and it's batted away by Jake Shadley at the 45-yard line of the North, and that's the final play of the third quarter here in the 2014 Shrine Bowl All-Star football game at Foster Field in Kearney. Same score as we had at half, North 9, South 7.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here from the Shrine Bowl, Foster Field. Kearney, our producer-engineer, back at the studios. Stacy Johns, we're glad you're along with us as we head into the fourth quarter of play. And your score is 9-7. It still remains the North in the lead. The South is lining up to punt it, though, on fourth down and 8 yards to go. And that is Dakota Folk of Holdridge to punt the football away. So far, two punts, an average of 49 yards. He got a little help the last time on a nice roll where the North decided not to field the ball. And we didn't have a ton of offense for the South in that quarter. 7 yards, Larry. 7 yards on about 75 for the North, but they got stopped inside the one.
Yeah, and that's been the key. I mean, they held the ball for five more minutes as well in that thing, Doug.
So, ready to go again, and again it's Slade and Carr back around midfield to try and field the punt. Let's see if Folk can boot it away from him. And he's just going to kick it right down the middle of the field, and again they let it bounce and they let it go. And it's going to roll about 20 yards or more because of that, all the way down to the 25-yard line. That's going to be a 58-yard punt, and there is no reason that those last two punts weren't fielded. There's no rush. So the punter has an opportunity to do what he wants to do with the ball, but that is some big-time field position that the North has given up here on the last two punts.
No question. I mean, the only guy going down the field is the center. You put a Mike Backer, somebody on him, and my good gravy.
But the North hasn't had any problem moving the football for most of the game. They have 260 yards here, each team now with 47 plays, so the North had it 10 more snaps in that third quarter. And it is Ethan Stick out there rolling to his right, looking for Erzendowski. He's covered, so now he reverses field, wants to run to the left side, picks up a nice block from Taylor to the 35-40, and then he's drugged down from behind at the 45-yard line. They want a horse tackle. They're not going to get it this time. But a great block by Shaka Taylor out there, and a great job by Stick to read that block and turn it into a gain out to the 46-yard line. That's a 21-yard pickup.
I know it's hard to get the picture at home, But he was scrambling around, scrambles all the way to one side. Then he reverses his field and goes all the way to the other side. And what makes it impressive is it was the defensive tackle, Harrison Phillips, that makes the tackle down there on the sideline. Kids all over the place.
Don't forget on the post game, we'll give you the final numbers for everybody. As Taylor fake on the fullback dive, and Schtick keeps it again around the right side. We're going to get a penalty flag for a block in the back. He's going to have enough for a first down into South territory at the 44, but it's a hold going to be called here on the North squad, and that will bring that one back for the North. That'll be their sixth penalty for 42 yards, three penalties for 26 on the South.
Yeah, and I really, for them, it's just a matter of just control the ball here and just keep matriculating the thing down the field, because one score for them maybe wraps it up, Doug.
Well, especially now that we've reached the fourth quarter, you would have to think that that is definitely the case. And the interesting thing is when that touchdown, if the North scores, the extra point will become huge, because it'll be a 15-7 if they can get a touchdown, making an eight-point game before the PAT. Trips to the short side here. Schtick looking that way, going to go underneath, and he threw a bullet a little low for Urzendowski at midfield, which would have been about a 10-yard gain. Instead, it's going to be second down and 16 yards to go here. For the North, they still lead this game 9-7, but the North hasn't put any points on the board since midway through the second quarter of play.
No, and I really think, like, if I'm the North here, Doug, I want to win. I stay with Easton Stick here the rest of the way. He's moving the offense, and Brazil isn't.
Second down, 16. Stick back to pass. Here comes Phillips. He steps up into the pocket, wants to run 45-50 into the South territory, 45, and he's going to step out of bounds for a first down. So a 21-yard run, and here he's going to pick up the necessary 17, and that is a backbreaker for the South. You've got him second and 17. You've put the pressure on. You've taken away the pass, and Stick rumbles up the field.
Yeah.
He's over 100 yards rushing.
Very smooth, Doug. I mean, he's incredibly smooth in running this thing.
So first and 10 at the 43, 10:53 to go in the game. The North with the ball in a 9-7 lead over the South, staying out of that four wideout set with Shaka Taylor in the backfield. They'll throw over the middle, and there's Urzendowski wide open, complete at the 25, inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line before he is finally tripped up by Connor Shadid of Gretna. But the North on the move again.
Yeah, that's just the shallow cross concept where they send number two shallow and number two on the backside on the dig, and they're just reading the will. They're high-low in him.
How'd Prep not win it? I'm just looking at Stick and Urzendowski.
Yeah, you're right.
You got the best players in the state aren't able to stop him for the most part. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Here's an inside handoff to Urzendowski, and he will be pushed out of bounds after a short gain at about the 17-yard line. We'll call it a gain of two, so they're making sure that the defense's eyes can't get too settled in on him.
That's the amazing thing. Easton Stick has alternated series in this game, Doug, and he has 100 yards passing and nearly 100 yards rushing in this game.
And an outstanding job out there for the North squad. Probably a chance at an MVP here this afternoon. Second down and 8 at the 17. Stick holds, throws it behind Urzendowski. Couldn't quite hold that one in. Probably is going to catch that 8 out of 10 times. It was just a little on his back shoulder. That time they couldn't hook up, and that brings up third down and 8 now at the 17. And again, big moment in the ball game. The North can definitely get a field goal from Trenton Long and give them a 5-point lead, but they want to get that touchdown and make it a 2-score game.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, again, the South has kind of kicked their can here a little bit, you know, down the road, and they've put themselves in a position to go down and win this game if they can get a stop here.
Jalen Allison, Noah Voss wide to the left. Again, there's Jaretsky in motion. They look left to Allison. It's complete on the wide receiver screen at the 15, and he steps out of bounds right near the first down marker, and they're going to give him that first down. At first, it looked like he said the 11, then he walks all the way down to the 8-yard line. First and goal on the wide receiver screen.
Yeah, they haven't run that yet today, Doug, where it hasn't been worth 5-6 to him. And I still think you can come back and run that. And instead of throwing the now screen, you still step him up He'll show his chest and numbers to the quarterback, and those inside receivers that are crossing and blocking, you just release one on through, and he'll be wide open.
Derek Jentrup, the lone man to the left. You've got Jackson Love in the backfield with Easton Stick and trips to the right side. They'll give it to Love off the right side, tries to go back against the grain inside the five, dragging man to the two, to the one. And it looks like they're going to say he is down just short of the end zone for the 205-pound running back Jackson Love, and they want to hurry up to the line and just push this one in, it looks like. Second and goal at the one. Stick stays out of the shotgun. Gives it to Love. No, he's going to keep it himself around the left side, and I don't think he got this one because the ball got back on his hip, and he is powered over Dakota Buss, among others that are in there. Harrison Phillips, of course, again.
Oh, and Baritza.
You even had a Keith Wolverton of Seward.
Yeah, once they got him stood up, Baritza came in and just powdered him.
So now it's third down and goal at the one. 9-7 North, 9:15 to go, third and goal North. They're going to go power eye formation. Easton Stick, quarterback sneak, and this is a tough second effort, and he gets into the end zone. And Stick of Creighton Prep has given the North a 15-7 lead.
Well, that was a great second effort, Doug. You called that right. Stick leads them right down the field there. And then this makes it tough now. And if, well, there's no way to block this extra point, really, in an all-star game. I mean, this really is a two-score game.
So Trenton Long, he hit a 27-yard field goal for the Gothenburg Swede. Then on the only other touchdown, he bounced it off the left upright. And this extra point will determine whether it's a one- or a two-score game. The holder is Trey Carr. Snap a little high. Carr gets it down. This time the kick is away, and this time the kick is good. So with 9:05 to go in the 2014 Shrine Bowl, it's the North 16, the South 7, and we'll be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com in a minute.
The SASE Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASE provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASE Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sasacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, back with you at Foster Field here in Kearney, where the North has taken a 16-7 lead over the South in the Shrine Bowl with just 9:05 remaining. And back for the South, Drew Klein hoping to get an opportunity to return this. Trent Long has put a couple in the end zone. This is returnable. It bounces at the 10, and it'll be taken at the goal line. And then the referee blew the play dead.
Inadvertent whistle, I would say.
So earlier they allowed him to return it out of the end zone. This time,
maybe because
it bounced at the 10.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have the first time.
So one of the two times something happened there, and so they can't return it. In fact, I wasn't even sure he was in the end zone. So nonetheless, it's first and 10 at the 20. And you've got Trev Lovell in there as the quarterback, and he is going to hand it off to Klein. He'll come across the 20 to the 22-yard line. So the South needs to move the football, and they need to do it in a hurry. And they keep it on the ground on first down just to test to see what the North is doing so that they're not selling out.
Yeah, some of that jet motion with Wiseman would be interesting to see. They had that earlier and.
Second down, a little wide receiver screen to Danielson, complete 25, got the first down, and there's a good block by Cole Wiseman to allow him to do that, and in on the tackle again for the North is going to be Will Shaney and Jalen Allison. Allison's been playing pretty solid on both sides of the football.
Yes, he has. But I would think they may try to get Wiseman involved here early. He looked to be a step faster on the edge. than the North defenders.
Looks like they've got Harrison Phillips for 10 tackles so far. As there's a jet sweep to Wiseman, starts right, cuts it up. Ooh, got hit hard, and forward down to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was Jake Gunther from Crofton again, Doug. Good night.
Yeah.
You know, we saw him early in the game come up with a couple big tackles.
Yeah, Wiseman made a heck of a run to the right side, and he looked to cut back and then just got upended, and now back to pass level. Wants to throw the sideline. Danielson's there, goes up, makes the catch at the 48-yard line, and he'll be dropped right there. And then we're going to get a face mask on the end of that one. As they come down to the ground, that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Danielson found just a little bit of a seam, and he's a little shaken as he gets up. He got bent over backwards on the tackle.
Boy, he's a great receiver, Doug, and we saw him, of course, in the Class B season. And
York in the championship.
Yes. Yeah, with Coach Snodgrass, done a great job there. And this kid's very, very good football player.
They're just going to make this a five-yard variety, so it will move the chains after the completed pass and tack on five more into North territory. So the South, they've also moved the ball. They just haven't had the scoring chances. It'll be first and 10 at the 47-yard line, trailing 16-7, 7:45 to go. Lovell straight back to pass, throws it out here in the flat, complete with some room to run. Klein, 40, 35, jumps over a man at the 33-yard line. And Jake Shadley of Lakeview is going, whoops, he hurtled right over me.
Yeah, he did. He looked really, really good there. That was the same mesh concept, and they threw it to the back out of the backfield. They had both number twos meshing over the mic point, and they just threw it right out of the backfield to the back. That was really nice.
Looks like we've got a man down on the play as well, and that is going to be Klein, and I don't know if he cramped. Looks like maybe they're working just on a cramp over there for the young man. So we've got timeout on the field with 7:37 to go in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. The North 16, the South 7, but the South driving, first and 10 on the North 33, and we'll find out what happens when we return.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, it looks like maybe a little bit more than a cramp. Drew Klein of Papillion La Vista South being helped off the field. Looks like this is going to be an ankle, kind of limping off the sideline here, and they'll take a look at that with the New West trainers.
Yeah, the good thing was he was putting no weight on it. About halfway across the field, he actually kind of started helping them and walking as he went.
So that will put Isaac Wallace as the lone man of the backfield. First and 10, four wideouts here for the South as we resume action. And again, oh, man, tried a little dump off wide receiver. And
that was going to be a double pass, Doug. They were throwing that to Cole Wiseman out here, who's lined up as the number one. Jordan Slough was inside of him, and Slough looked to block and release to the end zone. That was going to be a double pass had that ball not been thrown so far in front of him.
And it would have been a touchdown.
Yep, that's right.
Because they all came in. After Wiseman and Slough was running down the sideline, nobody was back there. Second down and 10, and you'll see that out of a timeout or a long break, something like that. Fake the handoff. Lovell wants to run it. Has a little seam off the left side inside the 30, but a penalty flag going to negate the play, as maybe getting held there was Jack Gunther of Crofton. And so instead of a nice 7-8 yard gain, we're going to see a 10-yard loss. And so the South moving the ball. And now all of a sudden, if that was going to be a double pass, you don't convert it. Now you got a hold, and it's second down and 20.
And it has gone that way for them all day, Doug. It has just been two steps forward and one back.
And again, if you're wondering, we haven't really talked about the crowd much. I don't think we have the same numbers as last year, but still a real good crowd here at Foster Field. That's what the kids have been talking about. It feels more like a high school game. And again, a lot of the kids that we got a chance to talk to, like Jordan Slough, like Alex Baritza, got that chance to play at Memorial Stadium in the state championship last fall.
Yeah, I mean, I do think this is more like that atmosphere. And the home side stands are completely full. It's just there's a little bit in the visiting side that's not.
And on second down, Level rolls to his right, trying to set something up, goes to Slough, complete, and then he is shoved backwards. But the line of progress will be the 39, six-yard gain for Slough, and that's going to bring up third down and 14. Need to get it all the way down to the 23, and you have to figure with 6:50 to go, even if they're at the 42, you're going to probably go for it on fourth down, so they don't need to get it all right here. But Trev Level of Bellevue East got to find a way to get a significant chunk of it.
Yeah, because with the way the North has moved the ball, this could be your last possession. For sure, you're only getting this one and one more.
Josh Gutzmer is wide to the right. Now they switch it to a four wide out set. Danielson's out here. Level looking right the whole way, has time, now under pressure, rolls to his right, back across the middle of the field, and Gutzmer's complete at the 30, and then he fumbled the football, and it's scooped by the North, and out to the races, to the 50, to the 40, to the 35, the tackle made, Trey Carr, the tackle made by Isaac Wallace. Josh Gutzmer made a great catch, and then just before his knee hit the ground, the ball popped out, and another South turnover, and that could just about do it. The North still 6:15 to go. South's going to have to three and out them, but they haven't been able to do that really all day long. Even though they only have 16 points, the North has amassed 344 yards of offense.
No, that's exactly right. This might be their last possession.
So Trey Carr on the fumble recovery. Mark it at the South 34 with 6:15 to go. And back in as the quarterback, Brad Brazil, as they continue to alternate quarterbacks. Brazil wants to throw, looks slot right side. Everybody's covered, rolls to his left, now throws back against the grain into the end zone for Erzendowski. Did he get a foot down? Yes, touchdown. Great catch by R.J. Erzendowski of Creighton Prep. I don't know, is it Stick or is it Erzendowski? Touchdown.
Yeah, and the thing is, I've done nothing but bad talk Brazil all day.
Well, I don't know about bad talk. Well, right, it's just that Stick's been playing so well.
Yeah, and Brazil, again, they scramble around, 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 and then makes a great throw in the back of the end zone. And you're right, these two guys from Creighton Prep, how did anybody stop them this year?
A 31-yard is what they officially call it, 31-yard touchdown pass. And they will line up for the extra point kick. Trenton Long of Gothenburg, Trey Carr, who recovered the fumble, and they're going to razzle-dazzle, go for two, but you can't do that. If you can't rush, you can't do that. Oh, well.
It's not completely right. I get the holder's knees on the ground. You have the opportunity to flip, I guess.
The holder's knees on the ground when he's holding for the extra point,
yeah,
too. So, whatever. The two-point conversion wasn't any good. But, again, you continue to see some of the fun that Arnie Johnson was talking about this week. 6:05 to go in the Shrine Bowl, North 22, South 7.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Ready to kick it off again for the North squad will be Trenton Long. Let's see if the South can get a chance to return it here. Wiseman is deep and into the end zone, so no chance to return it. if of all the Shrine Bowl rules, they need to change that. You should be able to return it because this is flat boring. They're trying to find things to help things out. If you can return it in college, let's return the ball in the Shrine game.
No question.
You've got these dynamic kids that haven't had a chance to show off.
Cole Wiseman was going to be able to return that with 1 foot in the end zone there, and who knows what happens. He can change this thing on a dime.
So instead, the ball at the 20-yard line and down 22-7 the South. Back to pass, Logan Power out of the backfield. He throws it behind Wallace, who does stop and make the nice grab. He'll bring it out to the 28-yard line. He's going to pick up about 8 on the short completion. But now the clock is running. It's a 15-point game, so theoretically 2 touchdowns. You got to have to throw in a 2-point conversion, but they've only had 1 score all day, so that's going to make it tough here on the South squad. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show coming up as they go down the sideline, and that ball is tipped and incomplete, trying to get it to Derek Templeman. And Logan Power is putting a lot of touch on the ball here today. And his arm is good enough that he can zing it, and it's gotten him in trouble a couple of times. He's probably had a couple more that should have been picked.
You can get away with that, like at C2 level. You can get away with that because your defenders aren't as fast. You got to spin it when you're playing guys with speed, and he's playing guys with speed right now.
Third down and 1. They'll line up in the full house backfield, give it to Wallace. He's got the first down and gets out to the 35-yard line for a gain of 6 for Ralston's Isaac Wallace, who has been the workhorse today for the South.
I tell you what, Baritz is unbelievable. He just trucked another guy and then started jawing with another one. I could watch Baritz play all day, every day. Man, were they lucky in Cozad or what?
First down and 10. Back to pass. Power ball fake, wants to go deep and avoids the sack at the backfield. Now throws it out here in the flat. And Templeman, can he make an acrobatic catch for a 4-yard gain? He does. They were trying to go deep to Jordan Slough, but just as he was pumping to fire it, he was getting hit. Nice catch, though, by Templeman.
Yeah, and here's the tough thing for me. Jordan Slough is elite, his feet. They haven't really used him much in this game. He can beat these guys vertically. I'm telling you right now, the guys that he has in the middle of the field, they're playing him as a 2 or a 3. They just need to utilize it.
Second down and 6. Again, Power rolls out here, throws underneath. Templeman complete, tries to stretch for the first down, but it's going to be short at the 44. It's going to be third down and 1, 4:35 and counting here in the Shrine Bowl. North 22, South 7. They need a half yard for the first down. And again, you've got to take a little time to communicate the play, but they're going to line up with 3 men in the backfield. Now, their blockers aren't 300 like the North was using, but they still give it to Wallace. He will be hit, and second effort, get the first down and a couple more. Back there was Luke Hegeman of Howell's Dodge to make the first contact, but he couldn't quite wrap him up, and it'll be a first down here for the South at their own 48.
Yeah, and Jalen Allison came in to finish it up and just really smacked him. Again, Jalen Allison's...
They've been using Baritza and Conley as those up blocking backs in short yardage situations. And now some confusion about personnel on the field for the North. So they're going to have to burn a timeout, and that will be their second one of the half. 4:08 to go in the 2014 Shrine Bowl here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Cozad, Gothenburg, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's the North 22, the South 7.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Again, I want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you the 2014 Shrine Bowl on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Photos of the Shrine Bowl will be up shortly, so check those out. Right now, we've got 1st and 10 for the South at their own 48, trailing the North 22-7 with 4:08 to go. Logan Power out of the shotgun, going to run a little fake option, step back, wants to throw deep, 2 into 3. This is a jump ball, and it is batted around and finally hits the ground. Micaiah Slade had the first chance on it, then it bounced off of Brian Reimers, the wide receiver from Lincoln East, before Derek Templeman of the South about slid underneath the deflected pass.
Yeah, unbelievable. He threw that into a lot of coverage.
That would have been a big-time first and goal inside the 10, where 3 players at least got a hand on it, and it is now 2nd down and 10. And the South
knowing they need to score. Went for the big play there. Power, again, going to throw out of the backfield to Wallace. Complete. Makes a man miss. It is going to be right at that first down marker. Probably a half yard short. A 9 yard gain. Third and one.
Yeah, that was important, Doug. They've got to find a way to stay on the field here in these third downs situations. But they've got to make them manageable, and they finally have done that here.
And again, the North having trouble getting guys on and off the field. South should have tried a big play here. Instead, they just hand it to Wallace, who does get a big play out of it because the North was not ever close to having enough guys on the field. He'll get it all the way to the 30. That's a 13-yard gain. And right now, switching personnel on third and one, probably unnecessary, but when you're doing it all game long, that's just what you do. You guys go in on this situation. And out of the hurry up, they give it to Wallace again. Not a lot of confidence right now in the passing game the South, and we talked about that in the pregame, that the North probably had the better of it at the quarterback position.
Right, and you got a penalty here. It's too many men on the field here, Doug. Tucker Winholtz went in, and then they were trying to run him off, and they didn't get him off.
And Arantani of Scott's Bluff, a little slow to get up, but he catches his breath, and he's ready to go here for the North, playing on that defensive line at the tackle position.
You know, Doug, we've called Jalen Allison's name from Papillion-La Vista over and over today. You know, he's going to kind of keep in a little bit of a way, keep his football career going in a Nebraska direction. He's going up to North Dakota State, of course, which he'll play for Coach Bowl.
Well, would have.
Or would have. Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure when he made his decision, that's probably what it would have been. But also, he was on the state record-holding team of the 4x100, and he's from New Orleans and came here later in his career. So pretty good athlete.
Nick McEwen playing middle linebacker here for Elkhorn South after the penalty. It's first and five. There's some movement again up front, but not enough to cause a penalty. Back to pass power after some motion. Saw the pressure coming and then conceded the sack at the 30-yard line. He saw two guys coming at him that were actually being blocked by one offensive lineman. I think that was Cole Bodfield of Crete that was trying to block them both there, and he did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, I'm interested. I think that was broken by the receivers maybe because it was definitely a drop back, and they only had three guys in the pattern. So their DBs were just standing alone.
South is going to call a timeout here as we have what should be a third down and 10 after the sack. Unless they call timeout before the play, the ball is marked for the sack. The yard marker is for the sack, but it still says second down. 22-7 North leading the South with 2:55 to go here in the 2014 Shrine Bowl. Once we're done, we'll bring you the post-game show and take a look at the final stats and wrap things up here. Don't forget the Belmont Stakes coverage airing right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as California Chrome goes for history today. Is he going to get it, Larry?
I don't know. I was thinking this morning. I mean, it looks like he probably should, right? The last couple chances we've had, I've felt on that morning that, yep, they're going to get it, and it wasn't close. You know,
had a good feeling about it this week.
But
for
I have.
Chrome.
I agree with you.
Maybe not the greatest horse of all time, but pretty darn good this year. Yeah. Now we're ready to go. And on third down and 10 is what we're going to call it. Out of the snap is Logan Power, throws over the middle. The ball is complete on a hook and lateral, and it is turned over and scooping and trying to go to the other direction again is Trey Carr. 45-40, he'll be shoved out of bounds there by Logan Power. It was caught by Brian Reimers. He tried to lateral it to Derek Templeman, and the ball ended up on the ground. He barely had it long enough to consider it a catch, but another South turnover, and the North has moved it. The South has turned it over. They've played from behind all day long.
Yeah, it's just been interesting. And that was going to work. The relationship, they were a little too close together.
Yeah, it was too quick. It was too tight.
Yeah, they were just a little too close together.
And another fumble recovery, the second of the quarter by Trey Carr.
The one I didn't understand was the lateral, when it looked like he was on the ground with it. Maybe he had just never possessed it because the defense then lateraled it. That's how the run happened.
Yeah, so there you go. That was a quick play that I don't think anybody with the whistles were expecting down there. And you're right, that ball was loose. It looked like the North had recovered it on the ground. But they punched it forward, and they pick up about 40 more yards all the way down to the 30 yards to the 42-yard line. So that should do it. Now the North just has to run the clock out with 2:49 to go. Easton Stick, who's had a great game, the Creighton Prep quarterback, he wants to throw again. He's looking for Wadalevich, and incomplete. He was double covered out here.
Yeah, they Stick thought Wadalevich was going to turn that into a stop route, some sort of hook, and Wadalevich was working it to the inside. So
Dakota Folk of Holdridge in on the coverage. Also coming over from his safety position. If he'll turn so I can tell you his number, I would tell you who that is for the South.
It's a young man from Gretna, I think.
Yeah, that is Connor Shadid back there at safety. Second down and 10 for the South. And this time they'll give it to the big fullback, or for the North, excuse me, Jackson Love, and not much there for Love. When you're a big fullback, he's had a couple carries, but they haven't looked at him that much. Texas is your first team to qualify for Omaha in the College World Series, winning their Super Regional today over Houston 4-0. Texas Tech beat College of Charleston 1-0 to take that game. Maryland wins the first game from Virginia 5-4. In the top of the eighth, Stanford leads Vanderbilt 4-1. Vanderbilt won yesterday, and TCU leads Pepperdine top of the fifth 2-0. Third down and 8 yards to go here for the North at the South 40, 2:05 and counting. Easton Stick is going to hand it off to Erzendowski around the left side, breaks a tackle, wants to try and reverse his field, but nowhere to go, and he's going to be drugged down there after a maybe no gain, they'll say. Jared Figner of Sacred Heart, man, we've called his name quite a bit, too.
Yeah, he's came here and played with the big boys and did a nice job. Harrison Phillips did a great job there. He was being blocked, and he just kept running with the block, forcing that thing outside, and when he went to cut it back inside, there was nobody there.
And a timeout on the field here by the South squad to get the ball back. It'll be fourth down and 11. And you may have just seen Harrison Phillips play his final snap in the state of Nebraska.
That's exactly right.
He has had a great game unofficially, 11 tackles to lead the way here for the South today. We'll take a quick break and be back with more of the Shrine Bowl, North 22, South 7 after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what
Well, they're going to go for it on fourth down here, and Stick is going to drop back to pass. He looks over the middle for Mark Jaretsky, and Jaretsky is going to have it knocked away. Good play there by the South secondary. Back there on the coverage is Connor Shadid and Tim Johnson out of Perkins County in on the play, I believe. So it'll be turned over on downs. The South with a glimmer left. They've got it at their own 43-yard line. The North leads at 22-7. Just a minute 50 left to go, Larry.
Yeah, and I mean, here, I don't think you're going to see anything different out of them. They're still going to be throwing it around and try to make something happen.
Trev Lovell, the quarterback, drops back to pass. Just nowhere to go. Has to try and go underneath. Wallace has it underthrown to him out of the backfield. It'll bring up second down. We heard a lot about the North secondary and the South wide receivers, and the North secondary is your winner today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you've got a situation where they just haven't thrown the ball with any real effectiveness today.
Plenty of talent in that North secondary, and they've shown it today. Looking again, Lovell, nowhere to go, rolls to his right, now throws back, and the ball is deflected into the air and almost picked off again. Slade tried to make a dive after that one, looking for Josh Gutzmer. Just nowhere to go today for the South quarterbacks.
No, the protection there was actually decent at first, but these DBs are just smothering.
15 out of 30 and two interceptions for the South through the air today. Third down and 10 at their own 43, a minute 36 left to go. And Trev Lovell takes the snap, three-step drop, looks left, nothing there. Now looks over the middle, and the ball's picked off at midfield. That time it is Slade down the left sideline, 45-40, 35-30, 20-10. Uh-oh, we got a celebration. Coach Arnie Johnson told us that they were going to do one if the defense scored. And let's see if they do something here. Yes, it is. He lined them up, threw the bomb into the middle of his defensive backs, and they all hit the ground as if it was a bowling time. Coach Johnson told us about that yesterday, that if the defense scored, they had a celebration planned, and they have unloaded with their third touchdown here in the fourth quarter.
And, Doug, I really enjoy that he's made this fun for these kids. I think sometimes people have gotten a little bit crusty, and they forget that this is fun. We do this for these kids because it's fun, and I think it's great to allow them to have a good time.
Micaiah Slade with a 51-yard interception return.
That's great. There's nothing disrespectful there. That was a group of kids having a good time. I think that's great.
123 is all that remains. This was a 9-7 game coming into the fourth quarter. And it's now 28-7 as Trenton Long lines up for the extra point. And this time they go with an inside handoff again, trying to get that two-point conversion, running towards the end zone is Erzendusky, and he'll get in there. This time they made sure his knee wasn't down, and R.J. Erzendusky of Creighton Prep gets in for the two. 1:23 to go, North 30, South 7, here on Classic Hits from the 2014 Shrine Bowl.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Well, we're down to a minute 23 to go, and the fireworks were saved for the last 9 minutes of the game, Larry.
Yeah, everything is really busted loose. I mean, they moved the ball the whole day, but not a lot of scoring. We've seen scoring, defensive scores, all kinds of stuff go on here in the last 10 minutes.
Trenton Long boots it away. Cole Wiseman able to return it at the 7 to the 10, back towards the middle of the field. Cuts right, 20, 30, 35, and then he's upended at the 37-yard line. A big tackle there by Jake Gunther to save what could have been to-the-house run by Cole Wiseman, who made a nice cutback, and Gunther was the only man there. So the South, one more time on offense at their 36.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, that was a don't blink. If he doesn't get him right there, he would have been off and running.
So first down and 10. And Logan Power back in there at the quarterback position with just 1:17 to go. South would sure love to stick one more on the board. Power back to pass, looking, trips to the left side, just throws it up for grabs. There's a jump ball situation and a great catch. Did he keep his feet in? Yeah. Brian Reimers shoved off on the defensive back, Avram Tynes of Millard North, and made the catch at the 33-yard line. And a great job by the Lincoln East Spartan to keep his toes in.
Yeah, it was. The ball, again, was a little loopy, kind of ducky. But what a wonderful play. Good body control.
First big pass reception of the half. Power scrambling, looking for somebody to throw it to. Now he's going to have to tuck it up and run. Tries to get out of bounds, and he will at the 30-yard line. And stop the clock for a short gain of about 3. 1:01 to go. So it's not about winning the game now. It's about putting one more score on the board. You've got Jordan Slough out there. You've got Reimers out there as a wide receiver. Templeman's out there in the backfield. You still have Isaac Wallace as your running back. Josh Gutzmer of Norris, the tight end. They're going to go trips to the left side, empty to the right. That's where Gutzmer is your tight end. Power back to pass, blitz coming. He'll throw a little swing pass out here to Slough, complete at the 30, makes a man miss and steps out of bounds at the 27, a gain of another couple of yards on the play. It'll be third down and about 4 yards to go here for the South.
Yeah, Slough comes right out of the game. I would have liked to have seen them try to get him the ball a little bit, him and Wiseman. They threw it to him a few times, but hand the ball to those two guys.
And back to pass, Logan Power, looking for Wallace out of the backfield. He's covered, rolls to his right, throws for the end zone. Again, double covered and caught, but out of bounds. by Josh Guttsmer, and it brings up fourth down. Again, credit to all these defensive backs. We've talked about Slade and Carr, and Jack Shadley is out there. Also, Jalen Allison of Papillion La Vista. They have not allowed this South squad to do much at all through the air. And Danielson, who was involved early in the game, has been shut out here in this second half for the most part. One reception.
Yeah, he's got 4 for 89, and it all happened early.
Fourth down and four now with 46 seconds to go here for the South. One more crack here to get the first down. Power, no rush, over the middle. Players run into each other. It's incomplete. Wiseman and Guttsmer were right next to each other, and the ball sailed over their head, and that will turn it over on downs here for the North one more time. And Jacob Stahlbaumer of Cozad, who's been on the line all day, takes that helmet off, as does his teammate Alex Baritza. And one more, maybe two more snaps here in this football game. 43 seconds to go. North 30, South 7. The North scoring 21 points here in the fourth quarter.
And I don't know that he'll take a knee. I would expect him to keep playing here.
Yeah,
I mean,
play a couple plays. That's what it's about.
That's what I think.
Bring in guys. Heck, you might even see one of those big linemen out of that Maryland eye. I think they're going to line it up and give it to him. And that's 300-pounder Tucker Winholtz of Sydney or 280-pounder Cole Conrad of Archbishop Bergen. Let's see if one of them get the ball. Nope. They're going to go ahead and take a knee. They'll have to do it one more time, and then your 2014 Shrine Bowl will be in the books. And we'll have our Misco Sports postgame show coming up when everything wraps up after this final hand, and I'm sure Arnie Johnson has gotten the Gatorade bucket, and congratulations. They've really built a heck of a program up there at Albion, which is now Boone Central Newman Grove. And Brad Brazil will take the knee one final time, and that will wrap things up here at Foster Field, the second year, another successful event. The crowd was good. The weather was perfect for football. And the game gets in without a problem. And there wasn't a lot of scoring early, but 21 points in the fourth quarter by the North not only blew the game open, but gave the North the win here today in the 56th annual Shrine Bowl. The North, 30, and the South, 7. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker back on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, headquartered in Ord, taking care of all of the area athletes as they have done for decades, continue to do so. Baseball, of course, season, they can take care of you for anything from softball to Little League uniforms, cleats, bats, and more. And, hey, Larry, football season's right around the corner. The kids are either going to camp or they're going to be getting into practice before you know it. A full line there at Misco Sports and the 2014 Shrine Bowl in the books. Final score, North 30, South 7, and there were definitely some impressive performances today.
Yeah, I liked it today, Doug. I thought the offenses being more opened up than they were last year was really nice. Scoring was what it was, but I thought there was a lot of athleticism shown today. And a lot of, I mean, there were some really good individual pieces. You know, we see Easton Stick, he throws for 124 yards, and he also ran the ball 10 times for 94 yards. That's an incredible game when you alternate series. He only played half of their offensive snaps. You know, it's a situation where he gets 65. They had 65 snaps. He only gets half of those, basically.
And then Harrison Phillips gets 11 tackles for the South. And then don't overlook the North and Elijah Lavalle-Hawkins of Omaha North. He led them with the 8 tackles today. Tynes had 7 of them, including the first pick of the football game, and just some great defense on the North. And I kind of thought
that was a story today. The South moved the ball, did a great job, but the North secondary and the North defense just didn't allow the South to do much. In fact, in the second half, they were shut down for most of this second half until late in the ball game. They hit a couple of nice plays there, but they only had 7 yards of offense in the third quarter. Then they managed to put up about 130 there in the fourth quarter, where they had the ball a lot more, but the game was pretty much no longer in doubt.
Yeah, the North secondary was smothering. I mean, that's just the only way to put it. They just did not allow the South to get going. And to be quite honest, up front, the South had time to throw the ball on many of those possessions, Doug, and there was nobody to throw the ball to.
Well, it's because the North played, and when they did, there was so much double coverage, and underneath routes was when they could get him, maybe a dump off to Wallace or Ty Danielson early on. But then even the North started to figure out that they could cheat up a little bit, because they could play man-on-man or still have a double coverage in the secondary. Let's recap the scoring from the day. Again, the South received the football, started at their own 20, and marched the ball right down the field. Had a first and goal situation. On third and goal, the pass was tipped and intercepted by Avram Tynes of Millard North, and he wanted to run that baby back, but was bottled up and brought down at the 2. So the North took over at their own 2-yard line, and they drove the ball right down into a goal-to-go situation. In fact, they were going to go for it on 4th and 2 at the 5, but an illegal motion penalty made it 4th and 5. So Trenton Long of Gothenburg comes out, kicks the 27-yard field goal with 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Each team had only had it once, and the North got on the board 3-0. Then after a big conversion by Trevor Wood-Elevage of Grand Island, which came after the only penalty of the first half, Harrison Phillips made a sack on 3rd and 8 that would have forced the North to punt, but they called helmet-to-helmet contact. The 15-yard penalty gave him a first down. Then after scrambling around on 3rd down, Brazil found Wood-Elevage for a 44-yard reception, and then very next play, Shaka Taylor took it in from 6 yards out to Taylor, the running back out of Lutheran High Northeast. The extra point kick hit the upright, so with 6:27 to go, the North was up 9-0. And then some help for the South. They got stuffed on 4th down, but a penalty on the North gave them another chance. And from the 1.5, Isaac Wallace was able to take it in out of Ralston for the only touchdown of the afternoon for the South, as Zach Zeppelin made the extra point kick, 3:28 to go in the first half, and it was 9-7 North. The teams exchanged turnovers. They were really trying to get a big play before halftime. Wood-Elevage threw a halfback pass that was intercepted by Gunnar Garner. Before that, Jalen Allison had picked one off for the North. So we went to halftime, the score 9-7. The North got the ball, Larry, to start that third quarter and marched it 79 yards, but got stuffed inside the 1-yard line. And the South was trying to get out of the shadow of their own end zone for quite a while after that.
Well, yeah, and the thing is with that is they did a nice job. They drove the ball out to about the 10, had to punt the ball, but they got a stop. They got a 3-and-out. They got the ball back on the 20-yard line there, but just couldn't ever get it going to really drive the ball down the field and score. It seemed like they were on their heels, because when the North had the ball, it was just threatening and threatening and threatening. And when the South had it, it was more drudging along.
And give credit, because this will get overlooked, I'm sure, Dakota Folk, Holdridge punter, was able to kick it away from their return men a couple of times, and a couple of times they didn't field it, but he was bombing the punts today. 3 punts for an average of 52 yards for Dakota Folk of a Holdridge, and the North still moved the ball. It's just that it took them a little longer, and they had more ground to cover. So there was no scoring in the third quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, Easton Stick capped a 75-yard drive with a 1-yard quarterback run. Trenton Long added the kick, 9:05 to go. It's 16-7. Then Trey Carr recovers a fumble the very next play, a 31-yard touchdown pass from Brad Brazil to R.J. Erzendowski, who made a great catch in the back of the end zone and was able to keep a foot in. The 31-yard touchdown weighed it 22-7 with 6:05 to go. The 2-point conversion was no good. And then the South, knowing that they needed to make something happen, ran the hook and lateral, and on the lateral they fumbled the football. Trey Carr recovered it again. Micaiah Slade later on then had a 51-yard interception return. Erzendowski, the 2-point run with 1:23 to go, made the final score 30-7. So the North scored 3 times in the fourth quarter, but the South also turned it over 3 times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I think, Doug, as you see kind of the end of this, well, one of the amazing things is you see the plays, I mean, at one time, plays and yardage really got loud. That we were dead even, what, at 189 or 187 yards at the end of the first half, and things had really gotten lopsided. We end up, the North has 65 plays for 378 yards, and the South has 69 for 330. It really evened itself out, and the time of possession really did too.
But the short field after those turnovers, yes. And then, of course, anytime you tack on a defensive touchdown will sometimes turn things around. In that aspect.
And one really important key, you know, we talked about the punting and how that went. He had the one punt, the big punt. They let it roll, and they drove the ball 74 yards there. The North's going to drive the ball 74 yards down and score. That really was the drive that kind of broke everything open.
We're going to take a break and be back with more, including some final stats on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here in the 2014 Shrine Bowl, where the North beats the South 30-7. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to Foster Field, where we are awaiting the official final stats here. We've looked over a few of those, and it sounds like the players of the game will also be named here, and it's going to be Easton Stick of Creighton Prep on the offensive side, and it looks like they're going to go with Jalen Allenson on the defensive side for the North squad, and I have not heard if they're going to – I believe in this day and age, don't they do North and South, Larry?
I think last year they just did offensive and defensive.
So we'll check that out and see if that is indeed the case for the young men that will be the MVPs. I know some of the All-Star games, and I guess I should have double-checked on that to see if they will do that for the South as well because, you know, there were some outstanding performances on both sides. Let's take a look now at some of those final stats in the football game. First off, first downs today, the North had 19, the South had 16. Both teams ran for exactly 131 yards on 34 carries in the football game today. So for the South, Isaac Wallace, 17 carries for 80 yards, paced the way there. For the North, Easton Stick had 10 carries for 94 yards and a touchdown. Wallace also had a touchdown there for the South. Mark Jaretsky had 24 yards for the North. Through the air today, the North was 20 of 31 for 247 yards and an interception. The South was 17 out of 35 for 199 yards, but three interceptions. Easton Stick, 11 of 20, 124 yards. And Brad Brazil, 9 of 10, 123 yards. He had the touchdown pass in the football game to Erzendowski. And for the South, Logan Power was 12 of 24 for 154 yards and an interception, and Trev Lovell was 5 of 11 for 45 yards and two interceptions in this football game. On the receiving end, R.J. Erzendowski had 8 catches for 112 yards and the touchdown. Trevor Wodelevich of Grand Island, 3 catches, 60 yards, the long being a 44. Trey Carr, 3 catches for 31. Jalen Allison, 4 catches for 28. For the South, Ty Daniels had led the way, 4 catches for 89, including a 54-yarder. Brian Reimers, 2 catches, 36 yards, including one there on the last drive. Drew Klein, 2 for 27. Isaac Wallace, 2 for 18. Jordan Slough, 3 catches today, but just 11 yards in the football game for the Donovan Trumbull All-Stater. Total offense, 378 for the North, 330 for the South. Punting today, Trenton Long had 2 punts for Gothenburg in the North for an average of 30 yards. And then for the South, Dakota Folk, 3 for 52. And then we take a look at a couple of other stats here for you, especially on the defensive side. Larry, we had some outstanding plays, and we talked about that. Harrison Phillips led the way for the South. 4 solos, 7 assisted, 11 total tackles. He had a half a sack and a half tackle for loss with that sack.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you look at it, with it being a defensive back as a defensive player of the game from the North roster, that actually makes sense with what they were able to do.
Take a look at a few of the other players today. They must have came in and spread the pollen here in the last 30 seconds. Lavalis Hawkins led the way for the North. He had 8 tackles. Abram Tynes had 7. Will Shaney and Grand Island's Chase Reese each had 6 tackles in the football game. Today, Luis Nunez, Lexington, he had 1 tackle in the game today. Dakota Folk had a couple of tackles on the South. Alex Baritza had 3 tackles out of Cozad for the South squad here today.
Yeah, Doug, and I did look. It is just an offensive player of the game and a defensive player of the game. That's how they do that.
So it's going to be Easton Stick of the North from Creighton Prep. He is the offensive MVP, and then Jalen Allison of Papillion La Vista is going to be the defensive MVP in this football game from what we are told. We will take one final break and wrap up the 2014 Shrine Bowl after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to our Misco Sports post-game show, where the game is over, and the best thing about it is they're still all down on the field and taking the pictures, and that's what it's about. The coaches always mention it, the friendship, the camaraderie, and these kids now, some of them, well, most of them are going to go on and play sports in college, not all of them football, but a lot football, and then you've got basketball, track, you know, whatever the case may be. And some of them take off as soon as tomorrow, as we know with Baritza.
But for the great majority of them, this is the last time they put pads on, legitimately. There's a great picture just as I look down there being taken of Brent Breckner and Jordan Slough. You know, so you have high, for sure this is the last chance a high school coach gets to be with these kids. And I'm just going to tell you, as a coach, you build such tremendous relationships with these kids, and they mean a great deal to you. They're not a football. They're a football player to everybody else. They're not a football player to you. They're an individual, and you get very close with them, and you help them through a great number of issues. So it is a special time. And for mom and dad, even if they go off and play in college, it's never quite like this, where, you know, high school football is so intimate, and it's not so, like you said, Doug, this is the best part of the game, and it's nice to see.
And, of course, so much outstanding players here, as we talked about, from our area, the kids that got to play. Not only were they good individually, but their teams were so good. Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, Cozad, Grand Island Senior High. I mean, they all had outstanding seasons as teams last year. And you can only have a couple from each team make it to the Shrine Bowl. And Grand Island and Cozad had the honor of having a couple here.
Yeah, that is nice. You know, they'll only give you 2 a team. And it's a real honor to play in this game. Simply because of how tough it is to pick. We have 6 classes in this state, and it's very, very tough to get all the right players.
70 kids, 35 a squad, and we will be back in Kearney again next year. In case you didn't know this being the second year, they had already agreed back when the players had been named that they were going to go another 5 years here in the city of Kearney. So the Shrine game will be here through at least 2018. And we will look forward to continue to bring you the Shrine Game here on Classic Hits. Well, that's going to wrap things up, Larry. Great to see you again. Hopefully you guys have a good season over at Centura this fall.
Yeah, we hope so. We go to camp next week. So football season really is kind of started. We go to camp next week, and then we'll be in the weight room all summer and be working on things. And August 29th, Sandy Creek comes to town.
And I know UNK has one of their camps that start this weekend, I think tomorrow, as a matter of fact. They have one of their team camps that get underway. We will have live coverage right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550 of the Belmont Stakes, with California Chrome going for the Triple Crown, and post time within the hour here. So we'll find out how that all breaks down tomorrow. Game 2 of the NBA Finals, Miami at San Antonio, 7 o'clock on ESPN Radio. And, of course, the College World Series from Omaha gets underway next week. Super regional action continued today. Texas, the first team to punch their ticket to Omaha by beating Houston. Also, Stanford trying to hold on. They lead Vanderbilt 4-3 at the top of the ninth. Vanderbilt won yesterday. TCU leads Pepperdine 3-0 in the sixth. Maryland beat Virginia. Texas Tech beat College of Charleston earlier today. Three more super regionals continue tonight. For our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and thanks to all of our fine sponsors again, your MVPs, Easton Stick of Omaha Creighton Prep, and Jalen Allison of Papillion La Vista, as the North scores 21 points in the fourth quarter to defeat the South at the 56th annual Shrine Bowl. North 30, South 7. This is Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Make date nights even more fun at the Given Valley View Golf Course with Couples Night. Make it a date on Friday.